answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Our mission is to have humanity pass over the Atlantean moment and not destroy ourselves. Because we've already reached, as of 1945, and the use of atomic weapons, our face-to-face moment of truth, staring into the time-space continuum and total oblivion, or total absolute integration with God and immortality. This species now stands at the threshold. The globalists claim they're altruistic. They claim they have all the answers. They claim they have this great vision for us. But in truth, they are the fallen souls. And that evidence is all being made manifest right now. Every day, even mainstream media and top globalist publications have to come out and admit the truth about where we are as a society and a civilization. Here is the World Economic Forum. That's basically Bilderberg Group Public coming out and saying that scientists know what you think and they know how to control your mind using electromagnetic waves. Ladies and gentlemen, I remember them floating that almost 20 years ago in the Baltimore Sun, where the CIA admitted they were adding augmentation systems to cell towers in the Baltimore area with DARPA to practice mind controlling the public. Yes, we're not in Kansas anymore. And that dovetails with our first big piece of news today that I'm going to cover in more detail coming up in this hour. Vladimir Putin has come out and warned that we must be extremely moral and that we must be informed and involved, or AI will take over and basically enslave us. And that if bad people get control of AI first, it will be used to again enslave humanity. That's my big fear, is that the globalists are going to use it for control. They've used everything else for that. But Putin now warns of a future sci-fi superhuman soldiers more destructive than nuclear bombs who feel no fear or pain. The globalists want machines because they'll follow illegal orders. But the real goal is to turn us into the machines. Less human than human, but more human than human. So let's go ahead. I will read the closed captions and play what the president of Russia had to say. Here it is. This means that a man has the opportunity to get into the genetic code, created by either nature or, as a religious people would say, by the God. What kind of practical consequences may entail? This means that one can already imagine. One may imagine that a man can create a man with some given characteristics, not only theoretically, but also practically. He can be a genius mathematician, a brilliant musician or soldier, a man who can fight without fear, compassion, regret, or pain. As you understand, humanity can either, and most likely it will, in the near future, a very difficult and very responsible period of existence. And what I have just described might be worse than a nuclear bomb. When we do something, whatever we do, I want to reiterate again, we must never forget about the ethical foundations of our work. And that's it. The Atlantean moment is here. Will we destroy ourselves as mythical Atlantis did? Whether it exists or not, we are now Atlantis. Are we Atlantis 2 or Atlantis 1? We don't know, but we are Atlantis. Maybe we're Atlantis 5. Oh, yeah. We all at gut level and historically know this has all happened before.
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
It's funny.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
Because we know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to begin with anyway.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
The, right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars sucks! InfoWars sucks!
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again so much for joining us on this Monday, the 23rd day of October 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, Lord willing. We're going to open the phones up and take a lot of your phone calls. And we've also have two guests joining us. One of them is Omar Navarro, who, despite the fact he has almost no corporate money, zero big donor money, very small donations, is leading in some polls, in many polls is neck and neck, or in some polls is behind Maxine Waters. So that is very, very exciting to show just how unpopular she is in her own home state of California. And if we just get behind Navarro and others, we can see big victory. He's going to be joining us coming up in 30 minutes in the first of the next hour. Now, here's the story up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. GOP challenger arrest Maxine Waters for take Trump out threat. Fox News contributor warns threat can inspire people to assassinate Republicans. Well, we've already seen the hashtag hunt Republicans and all the rest of the garbage and the shootings of Republicans and all the calls for violence. We have November 4th coming up where they're going to literally have protests where they howl and scream at the sky. That's what Antifa is organizing, bemoaning the fact that the stock market's come back and the jobs are coming back and that competence is coming back. So he'll be joining us. But the reason I wanted to mention Omar Navarro is he's not getting supported by the GOP establishment, despite the fact that many polls show him beating the other candidates that have thrown their hat in the ring. And why is that important? Because the same Republican establishment that told us that Donald John Trump could never be the 45th president of the United States, and the same establishment that told us we'd never have a 3% growth rate again, this was a post-industrial America, China could have 10, 12, 15 point growth every year, but we could never have 3 again, we now have 3.1. Those same groups told us that there was no way that Judge Moore would win in Alabama. And told us there was no way out in Montana and Wyoming and other special elections that anti-establishment candidates would beat Democrats in runoffs or beat Republicans in the primaries. But in 7 different special elections, the anti-establishment candidate has won in every single case. But Mitch McConnell is making the rounds. I was getting a cup of coffee right before we went live. And there he was on Fox News saying, people like Bannon lost us the last midterms. Excuse me? And, I mean, none of that's even true. And we've got to stop, you know, this extreme Tea Party movement. Ladies and gentlemen, is it the same Tea Party movement that put in an anti-globalist in Australia last year? Is it the same Tea Party movement that had Brexit last year in the UK? Is it the same loser movement that just saw the Czech Republic elects billionaire nationalist skeptical of EU immigration, modeling himself after Trump? Or globalist panic as populists dominate Italy's referendum. They're voting to basically get out of the EU. They already voted last year to stop EU expansion. And this year? I mean, every day. Last week, it was Austria putting in a Donald Trump. I mean, Iceland, Brazil. I mean, Catalonia is trying to split away with the libertarian movement. Spain's saying they're going to declare martial law and federalize it. That'll just make the Catalonians, who voted 80%+ to pull out even more. It's like a guy beating his wife up and saying, you're not going to leave me. She may not leave that week, but she's figuring out how to leave. She's getting a boyfriend, and she's getting ready to move out, bro. So, it's like, oh, look, they're battling Brexit. They may derail it. Derail it in front of everybody. It'll only make the Brits 10 times more angry. That's how this works. We're picking a fight with the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. We want them out on the field. And if they're going to run over some of the better of us, that's just how the Tree of Liberty gets watered. I mean, I'm all in, folks. I get it metaphysically. I want to be the front line. I want to play chicken with these people. I want them to not turn. I want them to drive completely head on at 150 miles an hour. I'm going 150 dead on, baby, because there's one thing I know. My children are going to be free at the end of the day, long after they're scraping me up off the highway. That's victory. That's making sure. That's delivering the goods out of pure selfishness for humanity, for my children, for your children to have a future. A total sense of connectivity and timelessness before us, the present, into the future. And only if the species is dehumanized, annihilated, or destroyed do we fail. We now have the Promethean fire. We have shown that we can use it. And there's the stairway right there. Are you ready to mount that stairway, though? Are you ready to join your vaunted ancestors in the great celebration of the human endeavor? Or are you a cockroach that learns the knowledge and then uses it to dominate and keep people in childlike positions? As Christ said, better for you to tie a giant stone around your neck and throw it at the deepest part of the ocean, a millstone, than for you to hurt an innocent mind. That means a mentally retarded person or a stupid person or an ignorant person or a child. To take advantage of people. Because let me tell you, God doesn't like bullies. And so you think you're going to take advantage of people less strong than you? You're going to be taken advantage of. Don't you worry. So we're going to be getting into all of that today. But pulling back from this, they're hammering Bannon, who I'm not saying is perfect, but understands populism and understands the great turning that's happened. The Republican establishment is. The Republican establishment that just a month ago wouldn't even meet with Trump is now reeling by him going around him on the budget and by Luther Strange losing in Alabama and other special elections. So now they've run back underneath Trump's skirts and they're acting like they're going to make deals with him and acting like they're going to work with him, but that is only so that they get front and center support in the media to get all the big campaign donations so they can siphon them off and make sure that only establishment Republicans get elected so they can continue to sabotage the takeover of America that we've engineered. And make no mistake, you, the InfoWars listeners, are the very front line of the brainchild, of the brain trust of 1776 Part 2 that is going to carry us into the future. And that's why they're bombarding you. That's why they're attacking you. That's why they're attacking Trump, because he's a figurehead of that and is continuing to deliver. But when you hear all this hype that, oh, Trump's got a 36 approval rating, or he's got a 42 approval rating, or he's got a 45 out of Gallup and all these others, all of those polls, by who they target and who they call, sample between 9 and 15% more Democrats. And then demographically, by who has landlines and other systems, it's even more. So when you're hearing Trump is at a 45, he's at a 65. And I told you that during the election, it was proven right. These polls are as phony as $3 bills or as Common Core. You know, 2 plus 2 equals 5. It's that simple. And that's what they hype and that's what they push. So the big question is, are you dumb enough to believe the polls? That separates the boys from the men.
5%.
Nintendo.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to tell you about the Texas Big Beat. We are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have Omar Navarro running for Congress against Maxine Waters. He's calling for her arrest after she came out and said she's going to take him out to a cheering crowd. Pelosi is struggling to form sentences during TV interview, calls Robert Mueller mother. Pelosi clearly has not early onset of Alzheimer's, but I would say is in the middle stages. From folks I know that are on Capitol Hill, they say she's got to take stimulants to even be able to get out in front of the camera. Now, Maxine Waters is obviously senile as well and thinks that Putin attacked Korea, not North or South, and that the U.S. attacked Korea as well with Putin. And then meanwhile, you've got the other Congress lady that's been attacking Trump, Ms. Wilson, saying that General Kelly, the chief of staff, is a racist for calling her dumb. I mean, that's all you've got intellectually, and then now you've been demanding apologies. That shows how bankrupt these people are. And then I see the five former presidents, Carter and Bush Sr. and Bush Jr. and Clinton and Obama, with Lady Gaga behind them in this ridiculous photo that they tweeted out. And then there's all this other video of Michelle Obama can't keep her hands off George W. Bush, who, again, reportedly is so hopped up on drugs, on psychotropics, he can hardly talk. And they're all just clinging to each other like a bunch of zombies or a bunch of vampires, hoping to have relevancy. And then they march out Mitch McConnell to tell us that, oh, our revolution's failing and that we're going to lose the Congress because we're supporting the Trump revolution. That's just a populist revolution of common sense that JFK would do. I mean, Bush's tax cut was small. Obama's tax increases were huge. We can't compete with the corporate income taxes 40% when China has a 15%. I mean, this isn't rocket science. It's designed to deindustrialize our country. But the media spins it, all these rich fat cats like the Clintons and the Bushes that got caught swindling the Haitian aid money and other aid money, and now they're over the $30 million raised Friday night at College Station, and it goes into their private jets and their private foundation. Oh, they don't own the jet. The foundation owns the jet, or the foundation pays for the jet, so they can run around and act like kings on other people's money. But you got to hand it to Jimmy Carter. He knows when to leave a sinking ship. He's come out and said there's no evidence of Russia collusion, and he's never seen a president so demonized as Trump, and he thinks Trump's doing a lot of good stuff. And now, of course, it's coming up in the next segment. Everything we told you about Mueller's coming out and being confirmed, except it's worse than I thought. Everything we told you, and then more. But first, let's play a clip that they've been removing from YouTube, strangely enough. But it's total fair use for us to play a short clip of what she said. 100% protected under all laws, under common law, free market, you name it, First Amendment, to analyze her for public interest, to show her saying, don't worry, I'm going to take Trump out. Here it is.
Wow. What a moving evening this is. I am sitting here listening, watching, absorbing, thinking about Ali, even though I never met him. And with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
So that doesn't mean political. Obviously, it means I'll go take him out tonight. She'll go kill him. She's really tough. That's enough of the witch. So there you go. Now, you've got that arrogant megalomania delusion, when she doesn't even live in her district, that has several $3 million, $4 million houses, but then bitches all day about rich people in America not paying their fair share. We've got Pelosi struggles to form sentences during TV interview, calls Robert Mueller mother. Now, this by itself is like, okay, having a bad day. We all fumble over words sometimes. But every time I see her speak, I go, hey, let's watch this press conference live. And she's just a bumbling buffoon. We've got to take just her bumbling the last few months. Maybe McBrain or one of the other great editors can do it. And just boil it down to her bumbling. And call it the mental disintegration of Nancy Pelosi mirrors the disintegration of the Democratic Party. And all over the world, globalist, blue blood, liberal and conservative parties are being thrown out. And populists that are common sense are being brought in. Czech Republic, Austria, all in the last week. Italy just had a referendum. Boom, to start pulling out of the EU. They already had a referendum earlier this year to stop expansion. Look at Brexit. It just goes on and on. It's a beautiful thing we're seeing to see humanity awaken and to see the globalist media tanking, nosediving. Here is Pelosi's latest bumbling buffoonery.
If Robert Mueller comes back with a report saying that there is evidence of collusion between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia, do you believe he should be impeached?
Well, first of all, where does Mueller take that?
Sure.
But his burden of proof is different than what it would be in the Congress of the United States. And people should know that
yeah.
He could go to a criminal investigation of some of the people he's investigating. What we're doing is saying the measure of behavior,
yeah.
The Constitution of the United States, highest yeah. crimes and misdemeanors. But in any case, we've got to fight this. This tax bill is Armageddon. This is it.
Oh,
this
Armageddon. Okay. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Because the economy will come back for sure. A 7% growth rate that we haven't seen since like 1963. You can't have that. I mean, the recovery is already as good as Reagan's recovery that took him 3 years to get. And then you're finished, aren't you? If America comes back and works and is successful, boy, that's really going to screw things up for you. Now, coming up, of course, he was blowing up my phone last night going, I've got sources. Mueller's about to start investigating Podesta. I've got to get this article published because we have to obviously review all the articles that go up. Of course, he's a great guy, but he's in D.C. And we kind of have a bottleneck here of getting stuff on the sites. We're trying to hire more people, more editors, more researchers, more people to go over everything. But sure enough, the good news is we did publish it this morning, and then now it's in NBC Today, just like we broke the JFK news last Friday about the documents coming out this Friday. Here it is, NBC News. Mueller now investigating Democrat lobbyist Tony Podesta. So we've been harping on this for almost 2 years, over a year and a half, and now the chickens are coming home to roost in a big way. That's NBC News. So that's coming up in the next segment. Senate probe asks whether Robert Mueller alerted Obama administration to Russia bribe scheme. And then, of course, Obama killed it. So did Mueller. Robert Mueller invested in hedge funds linked to Russia and George Soros. I mean, he was delivering uranium in bags on tarmacs. Of course he's calling myself and everybody else Russian spies because he's literally a Russian FSB bagman. He's Putin's bitch.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
U.S. preparing to put nuclear bombers back on 24-hour alert as Trump brings thousands of retired Air Force pilots out of retirement via executive order. So the draft for officers, which is still constitutional, according to the courts, is back in play, which shows we're getting on a war footing. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into a newly assertive CIA expands its Taliban hunt in Afghanistan, and they've got contractors now working with the CIA and hunter-killer teams, search and clear teams, seek and destroy teams, along with the Army and Navy's Navy SEALs and the Marines, I guess Force Recon Forces, are out there going after the Taliban leadership and simply decapitating it so that then Trump can sue for peace in the next year, make a business deal with the different warlords, and pull out of the country with a development package, is what he said he would do 2 months ago. But I had my sources. He wasn't very clear. It was billed as an expansion. But at the time, I said, this isn't an expansion. This is peace through strength, a build up before a build down, a beefing up before they pull out using contractors. And the media ran with the headline that Eric Prince's plan was rejected by the White House, though Mattis liked it, Secretary of Defense. And it just shows how Trump operates. Because if you remember at the time, I said, I don't know if I should say this because I have my sources about what Trump's really doing. He's going to keep his promise and get us out of Afghanistan, but do it right where we're not hanging off helicopters like 1975 in Saigon, Vietnam. I guess now Ho Chi Minh City. But I said, oh, the media is just going to go with the disinfo, so I'm going to let the audience know the truth, that on the current course, they're going to send in contractors, while they, which are the more seasoned forces that, you know, haven't gotten killed already. Most people in combat, as you know, get killed in the first few months. That's where most of the casualties actually are. People that haven't gotten killed in 10, 15, 20, 25 years just have a knack for not getting killed. It's just something about war. It's been recognized for thousands of years. That's a way to keep casualties down. The acronym, I guess, is SIF teams. That's not in the news, but I was told that by some of these sources. These SIF teams will be led by a CIA former military operative in command and control back to the White House and back to Mattis. But now they've just been green-lighted to not have to call back before they engage. So the seek and destroy teams are going to decapitate Al-Qaeda and ISIS, make the other sue for peace, sign deals, and then Trump's going to come in with the pipelines, the gas lines, the lithium mines, and see if we can tame the Afghans by giving them a carpet of gold instead of a carpet of bombs. See, that's how the Chinese are taking over Africa and South America and Central America and Asia, is with economics. And so what Trump's doing is very pragmatic and very, very smart if he can get the military and the CIA to pull it off and not sabotage from within, because the CIA is just filled at the management level with globalist operatives, as we all know. And it's always been trying to absorb the U.S. military. But basically what Trump's doing is just saying, nobody's going to absorb anybody. You're going to go out on a mission and you're going to kill these people. So we'll see what's going to happen. The argument is, if we don't wipe out the Taliban leadership, they'll just reconfigure and become a new haven for ISIS and Al-Qaeda bases, which I know was globalist and UN and NATO and CIA built up and controlled. I'm the guy that popularized all that information. People are always emailing me and commenting. Trump's not doing that. It's a straightforward policy that we had back until the early 1960s, where this is our straightforward policy, soft power. We're going to do what we say we're going to do. If you double cross us, we're going to destroy you. But we're not going to double cross anymore. You know, tell Gaddafi 15 years ago, or I guess 12 years ago, oh, come in from the dark, be our friend, invest all your money with the West, and we'll be your friend. So he brings in the Fortune 100, totally puts the money of Libya in with big Western banks. He thinks Obama's his friend. Obama comes and meets with him, tells him they're friends. They totally set him up, send in the teams, scope the whole area out, case the whole thing, bring in ISIS forces, Al-Qaeda forces out of Egypt, and bring it down. And then they bring down our ally in Egypt. Then they start trying to bring down all the other countries. That's what Obama did with the Muslim Brotherhood, funded out of Saudi Arabia, was just a gigantic double cross of biblical proportions. So I'm going to get more into that. We're going to get more into... I'll have to do it next segment because I've already expended too much time. This is so big that I knew Mueller was on the Russian payroll. I knew he was a bagman for uranium. I knew he was in companies that got Russian money. I knew the Clintons and the Obamas got a lot of money from it, hundreds of millions of dollars. I knew they were super corrupt. But it's one thing to know it and then no one's listening to you. I guess folks were listening a few years ago. But to now see it all over the news and see it completely turn and blow up in their face, it's just crazy. Mueller has, let me not exaggerate, 100,000 times the ties to the Russian intelligence than Trump does. Because Trump, there's literally nothing but a couple meetings trying to find out if Hillary was on the Russian payroll. You could read the newspaper and know that. And then with them, they are literally super in bed with them to a, just an over-the-top level. And so here it is now, NBC News, Mueller now investigating Democrat lobbyist Tony Podesta, who got the tens of millions of dollars for the Uranium One deal. And they keep saying for 20% of our uranium. It's at least 30% of known reserves. They've got another calculation where they say, well, we believe, you know, that there may be more uranium here or there, so we're saying it's only 20 now. It's semantical. 30% of known reserves. So our credibility, your credibility as a patriot is just going up and up and up. I have had people live on video when I'm in downtown Austin or in Seattle, you've seen it, run up and scream, F you, Russian agent, you're going to prison. Roger Stone lives in New York part of the time. He's thinking about moving out. It's so bad, he can't go to the store with his wife without people running up screaming, F you, Russian spy, F you, F you. They're always slimebag Democrats with their whole history of wanting communism and socialism. They just hate Russia now that it's Christian and try to say, we're Russian agents? It's like saying I'm a Chinese jet pilot. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But I do want the globalists off my back, and I do want Russia to be free. So, see, I'm a fellow traveler with Russia because I want the same thing. Nationalism, family, prosperity, justice, honor. We're going to go to break, come back with the details of the big news. But first, thank you all for committing to support the broadcast and spreading the word, spreading the articles, spreading the videos, spreading the live video and audio links and the free podcast links and the free iPhone and Android app links. That's how you wake somebody up. Hey, here's the forbidden info that they don't want you to have. Here's the cutting edge information the globalists are so afraid of. Find out why they say he's fake news, because he's the real news. Get the news a year before, a month before, a week before, a day before anybody else, InfoWars, from real research, real focus. And please buy the products. We have a limited time only sales at InfoWarsStore.com of our amazing nootropic brain force that I was going to say I was going to end this weekend, but now we're getting more in a little bit earlier. We're getting some in December 1st now. I thought it was going to be maybe even January until we got more in, but we rushed it. So I was going to go to regular price so that we wouldn't sell out, you know, by the end of the year. But now it's getting in about a month earlier. So I'm going to keep it at 50% off for just a few more days. Also, Anthroplex, you talk about amazing. The dry component, the dry pill version of Supermel Vitality. It's very strong, though, folks. It's very affordable, usually, but right now it's 50% off. And the new sales, Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, 50% off. And that is a very limited sale. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Our forces are winning.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And notice, as soon as Stephen Bannon and as soon as the libertarian movement, the Republican Party, started calling this war, we started winning. As soon as we called out the globalists, as soon as we got in their faces, as soon as we let them know that we understand they hate our guts and want to make us their political and cultural and financial slaves, as soon as we broke the conditioning and stopped caring what they thought about us, as soon as we focused our will, like a horrible dark thunderstorm, and suddenly the sun breaks through the clouds, and the wind blows, and the whole darkness rolls away. You're standing looking out on the green vistas, the black sea, the yellow sun high in the sky. And then You touch the face of destiny, and you feel the ancient will of the species, and God's hand on our development. And then you only wish for success. And you feel the interconnected strength of the will, and there's no more fear. This is the victory against the globalist. Would you like to know more? This is the transmission. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Now, let me get into the Democrat Party news. The Democratic Party is done. Unless we let them mind control us by just nagging and stirring up trouble and lying to where we just get tired of their squawking like a demonic parrot and just give up and go away. That's one way we can lose. Go back to sleep. Number two, if we let the Republican establishment manipulate us and make us think we've totally won and that they somehow are on our side and don't continue to move towards removing that twin cancer, that Siamese cancer, we can also lose. And there's different variant political future combinations of that possible future timeline. Big wars could also spring up that could derail an attempt to launch a new technological revolution, a cultural revolution of human empowerment that'll make the Western expansion of the United States and the wild, wild West furor that we've already seen look like a cakewalk, both for its opportunities and its dangers. But if we can get the globalist parasites off our backs who want to direct implosion, to control implosion, and sit atop that implosion to kill competition, if we can remove those little greedy creatures off our backs, we've got a real shot at the future. Because they're so reckless, they're just pell-mell, maximum testing, fission fusion, strangelets, black holes, super cyclotron, collider systems, genetic engineering completely off the chain, thousands of labs, gene gun, random splicing, open-air testing, pharmacological crops, chimera humanoids, just the sky's the limit of what we know. They say they want a global government so we don't destroy ourselves, and then they're the ones handing out nuclear weapon technology like they're lollipops when you visit the dentist. They're crazy. What they are is possessed by a spirit, an archetype, some type of interdimensional vampire? I don't know, but they want to blow the planet up. I mean, they really, really, really want to kill everybody. I don't know if it's some space transmission or what it is, because we know there's a sixth sense and a whole, you know, dimension to that. Is this some kind of like jamming operation to make us kill each other? Kind of like the Kingsman, the first episode of that? I don't know. I'm just hypothesizing, but I know it's going on. I know they're out to get us. They don't act like they're human. The globalists act like they're not of this world, just like the Bible says, and are here to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, fallen angel. Bad guys. Fallen angels. Two and two together, folks. They think we're all stupid here. And you can see what we're already creating aliens on Earth with all these human animal and animal animal and insect animal and animal plant hybrids. But let me just stop right there. All the presidents huddling together on TV, all the old presidents, and coming out against Trump, it's a sign of total desperation. And I know you know that. But the least of our problems is getting these globalists off our backs. If we just start realizing that our potential is limitless, if we take action and promote justice and truth, and that getting them off our backs seems like a big feat, but we're very close to doing it, the big feat is going to be not blowing the planet up. Because even if we try to not kill ourselves, we are getting godlike power right now. Little g. The power we have 50 years ago is greater than the mythical Zeus had 2,500 years ago in the minds of the Grecians and the Cretans and all the rest of them. So these little stumbling blocks and getting past Hollywood and kind of the mesmerized mind control state we were in, that's the child's play. And now we're just getting a breath because the next obstacles are here. So here it is, total vindication. Just like we told you at this very time last week, that the president was looking, barring new information, to release the JFK files. He tweeted the next morning those exact words, because those were directly from him. Media that Friday said, look at Jones and Stone, fake news. Trump's not going to release it, our CIA sources say. Well, you have your CIA sources, we have the president. So, and they just can't stand it. They just can't stand it, you see. And right here, like we told you weeks ago, this was coming. And then yesterday, we broke it. Mueller now investigating Democrat lobbyist Tony Podesta for the Uranium One deal. And I know you've heard Uranium One probably 5,000 times since January of 2016 here. Again, why do you think they came out and said myself, Roger Stone, Trump, his sons are all Russian agents? Because Trump had Trump Jr., Donald Jr. absolutely digging into all this. And so what do you do when you're a Russian minion? Not a Russian spy. They just got paid off by him. That's just money. What are you going to do when that happens? You're going to point the fingers at the people that catch you. One of the oldest tricks in the book, if you know, you catch somebody robbing your neighbor's house and another neighbor shows up and doesn't know either one of you, and the guy carrying out the computer says, he's actually the thief. Hold your gun on him. Good. Let's wait until the cops get here. Good job. And then as soon as that guy with the gun, you know, starts walking off, he runs. That's exactly what we've got here. So Mueller now investigating Democrat lobbyist Tony Podesta. Get more into this in the next hour. Senate probe asks whether Robert Mueller alerted Obama administration to Russia bribery scheme. Well, yeah, they killed the investigation. That's all confirmed. But see, now it's mainstream news. Robert Mueller investigated and invested, he's being investigated for investing in hedge funds linked to Russia and George Soros. We told you years ago that happened. Mueller investigating InfoWars expose of Dems on Russia payroll. Dr. Jerome Corsi. So that is now all, again, coming directly from InfoWars and Dr. Corsi, who first broke that they'd looted $300 billion from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. He did that before the president was even in office. He did that when he was president-elect from his White House sources. And we say the White House went with our report. We got that from the White House saying, look at these federal documents, do a report on it to give the president support when he does this. And now, 10 months later, he's doing it. But again, the president does get the credit for that. I just want everybody to know what's going on here, because there's no hiding this anymore. It's why they're so horrified of the daily InfoWars stacks. He calls them the stacks and the clips. And InfoWars is in there every day from other people. Now, they're trying to stop that. But Trump's like anybody. When you try to keep him away from something, what happens? Yeah, you tell your kids, you know, whatever you do, don't go in this trunk in the bedroom. And then in the trunk is a stack of Playboys. I once saw a bumper sticker, if you want your children to listen to you, whisper and act like you don't want them to hear you. NBC, ABC maintain Clinton uranium blackout. CBS finds it 5 days late. That's all coming up and more second hour. And again, I'm not bragging about InfoWars. I'm bragging about you, the audience, supporting us and the fact they tried to brand us as fake news, because they know as fake news they can't exist while real news is there. Second hour coming up with Omar Navarro running for Congress against good old Maxine Waters, who's calling for Trump's death, basically. That's coming up. Please spread the links to InfoWars.com/show, where radio listeners can all find the free video and audio feeds as well. And please don't forget, we're about to end the 50% off on the BrainForce Plus nootropic brain pill that's so powerful and that gets such rave reviews. And we have 50% off now on colloidal silver, silver bullet for a very limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. Your host, thank you so much for joining us. We're broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, 23rd day of October 2017, year of our Lord. I say year of our Lord if, you know, we don't have a God above government, even if you're an atheist, you're going to end up then having men like Kim Jong-un above you who will have godlike powers of life and death over you. So those that seek to make the state God, so that it can operate as a magic genie, to then give you whatever you wish can also take everything away from you and always ends up becoming oppressive, authoritarian, and extremely abusive and psychopathic. So remember that. We're in a beautiful time right now. We are witnessing the death of the Democratic Party. We are witnessing the destruction of the Republican Party leadership. And we're watching them repeat the same lies that they were fever pitch involved in 1 year ago today. Hard to believe that we are just 2 weeks out from November 8th. A little more than 2 weeks out. 15, 16 days. Think about that. The 1 year anniversary of Donald Trump being elected, something mainstream media said could never happen and would never happen. Madam President, Newsweek and others already had hundreds of thousands of copies printed up with fake photos of there she is on election night. Celebrating. They even were coordinating with her on what she'd wear that night so it'd match up. That's how choreographed the fake news is. Beyond teleprompters, beyond scripting, choreographed like a ballet, but with really ugly, horrible, demonic pedophiles as the players upon the stage. Warmongering scum, people that steal billions of dollars of aid money for themselves, monsters. And now you have the Democratic Party as a coastal party. And their members are getting more delusional, more radical, more hateful, more out of control. In an attempt to bully us back into submission, they create bigger and bigger fanciful lies about how we're Nazis and we're rapists. But it's Hollywood and the EU, it's turning out, that are rape factories and pedophile factories. They're the ones raping and abusing women. Now the chauffeur of many years of Weinstein's gone public and said the women would beg and he'd rape them. And they'd say, please don't hurt me, as he twisted their arms behind their backs and raped them from behind. Everything they accused us of, now it's coming down on them. And as they get more radical, it makes people more and more sick of them. As they throw bigger temper tantrums, the public turns more against them. And so you see the pathetic presidents all huddling together, the former chief puppets, wishing like Pinocchio that they could be a real boy like Donald Trump. Not a perfect boy, but a real boy. Gee, could I be a real boy and not a marionette of Stromboli? Yes, you dance to my tune, little wooden boy. You're not your own man. You work for Stromboli now. And if you don't, I break you in two. So you sit there, little boy, in your little cage. And when I tell you dance, you dance. You see. But we don't want to dance anymore, because we're real boys. We're not your little puppets now. And that's my crime and your crime and Trump's crime and Rand Paul's crime and Vladimir Putin's crime and the new Czech president's crime and the new Italian parliament's crime and the Brazilian movement's crime and the Catalonian crime and all the other crimes. It's always the same crime. We don't want to be your slaves. We don't want to think like you think and say what you say. We're our own people. And you can't beat that, can you?
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born.
Until this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone.
I'm going to play a clip that I played in the last hour of Maxine Waters. His brain is squirming like a toad. She has come out and said that, you know, the crowd's got her so fired up that she can go take Trump out tonight. That doesn't mean taking him out politically. It doesn't mean taking him out in the next election. It doesn't mean defeat the Republicans in the midterms coming up. No, it means kill him. And that's designed to hype somebody else to do it. This old mummy with her rubber face and her rotting brain. She wants somebody else to do it for her. GOP challenger, arrest Maxine Waters for take Trump out threat. We're going to talk to Omar Navarro running for Congress against her here in just a moment. He's got a good chance at winning. And you know, when I call her an evil, twisted, rotting-brained, globalist dumbo, I wonder the media will say I'm saying that because she's black, because Pelosi's got another rotting, evil brain and a big old rubber face as well. Two peas in a pod. But you know, Congresswoman Wilson has demanded an apology from the White House Chief of Staff, General Kelly. Frederica Wilson has. First, she said this weekend he was racist for saying empty barrels make the biggest noises. Well, that's something he said in many speeches. It's a Marine Corps saying about you fire a big blank out of a cannon. It's a lot louder than one that actually fires a projectile. And she is an idiot. Getting in the middle of the president calling grieving families, something that Obama didn't do very often, something Bush didn't do very often, and something Kelly told the president you probably shouldn't do because it's rough, it's tough. The calls that really matter are from their friends calling the families to give them the news that their son or daughter in some cases has died. And then the White House spokeswoman came out and said, hey, he's a Gold Star family too. Don't question the way he would talk to another family, because we're not supposed to question the Gold Star families, because the Democrats said that back during the campaign, remember? And they took that out of context and said, oh, it's a dictatorship. You're saying we can't question anybody in the administration. This is all part of their semantical parsing and manipulation. Well, joining us is Omar Navarro, who's also a Fox News contributor. He's a small business owner and has worked with many Fortune 500 companies. He earned his bachelor's degree in criminal justice. He also assisted victims of the crimes in Los Angeles District Attorney's Office. Omar is a coordinator for the Unified Small Business Alliance Outreach Program. In 2012, Omar was advocate against the redistricting commission maps for gerrymandering. He serves as a local traffic commissioner in the city of Torrance, California. Twitter at PressGOP, YouTube Omar Navarro, Instagram at PressGOP. And he's done amazing demonstrations out front, several of the mansions of Maxine Waters, who doesn't live in her district and says that, you know, it's wrong if you have any money and, you know, the free market's bad, but she certainly wants to take advantage of it. Now she's clearly talking about violence. Let's play this clip that they're trying to take down on YouTube, Facebook, you name it, claiming copyright, you name it. No, we have fair use right as a news organization, just like Fox or CNN or anybody else, to sit here and show you what she said in context to analyze it. She's a public figure. Here is the clip.
Wow. What a moving evening this is. I am sitting here listening, watching, absorbing, thinking about Ali, even though I never met him. And with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Hashtag hunt Republicans, Scalise, all of it. Day of Rage, November 4th uprising, on and on and on. They're trying to hype this up. They've got Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, on CNN saying we're getting ready to kill the president in the next few months. I mean, you've got just a lot of them really trying to get somebody else to make the move. Well, I'm glad that Omar Navarro's there. We have his Twitter statement, but I'd like him to make his own statement for the news and everybody else right now. So first, let me thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
Right now, you've got the floor. Make your statement, you know, not just a Twitter one, in your own words to Maxine Waters about what you'd like to see.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see. Well, Maxine Waters thinks she's above the law. The Maxine Waters crime family, they think that they can do anything they want and they can get away with it. This is the problem we have with career politicians that are in office, especially over 27 years. Maxine Waters is out of touch while she lives high in a $4.3 million mansion, and the rest of the district can't even afford carne asada. They're struggling. They're suffering. They're in the streets. People are just tired of having these politicians and just talk and take no action. I'm going out. I'm taking action. We just launched our campaign headquarters in the city of Torrance. We're taking it straight to her on a grassroots level, and we're mounting a strong national campaign against her.
That's amazing. Again, so far we have your Twitter statement, but just in your own words, go ahead and call for what you're calling for.
Yeah, you know, I'm outraged that Maxine Waters would do this, would actually go on TV and actually call out for an assassination attempt on the president of the United States. I think the Secret Service needs to arrest Maxine Waters. She thinks she's above the law. She's not above the law. She is subject to the law just like everybody else. But like I said earlier, the Maxine Waters crime family think they're above the law.
And you're calling for her to be investigated or arrested?
I'm calling for her to be arrested.
Well, she should. I mean, if you or I talk like this, we'd bare minimum get a Secret Service visit.
Yeah, you know, it's like this. If you go out there and you make an attempt to assassinate the president of the United States, you should be arrested for your words. I mean, at the end of the day, this is not like it's like a free speech where you say, oh, I think the president should go to hell. I think the president this and this, an opinion. But this is an assassination attempt. This is different. She should be arrested for an assassination attempt.
That's right, because she has power. She has millions of followers. And she's saying, I'll take him out tonight. I mean, that is amazing.
Maxine Waters to step down. She needs to step down out of office. She needs to get out of office. Because no sitting congresswoman should be making an assassination attempt on the president of the United States.
And you're right. I mean, when they've had top Democrats, even on Fox News, say hashtag hunt Republicans and CNN, they know what they're doing. It's like if I got up on air and said, somebody needs to kill such and such, I would be basically involved in terroristic threats. I would be racketeering. I would be contributing to that. I'd be yelling fire in the theater. And if somebody got killed, I would be an accessory.
Look, Alex, we live in a tough time right now where, like, I was just recently in the city of Long Beach where they're in a library. They're teaching young kids, a five-horned demon is teaching young kids. And I go to the city council and I seek my grievances and I file a complaint about it. And what happens is the public library takes down their statement and takes down the tweet, and I basically take a screenshot of it, I share it, and it goes out there. But this is what the left does. The left wants to push a false narrative. They want to indoctrinate our kids. They want to teach demonic teachings. They want to teach our kids that it's okay to be above the law. No one is above the law. We are a nation of laws. We cannot be law.
And I totally agree. And I'm not against gay people, men that want to dress like women. But when all over the country they bring in drag queens dressed scarier than It the Clown, and then there's video of the drag queens saying, "You're going to be drag queens, kids. You're going to be this or that." I don't want heterosexuals coming in and telling kids what they're going to be. This is a clear sexualization agenda.
And that's exactly what's happening in our schools today. They're trying to desensitize the kids. They're trying to make them acceptable to a five-horned demon. We don't know what's the objective behind this, but there's something behind this.
Oh, and yeah, it's going on all over the place. It's lesser magic. They believe they can do it openly. Then that opens the gate to the larger operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Omar Navarro has come from nowhere and is doing a great job against Maxine Waters. He can beat her, ladies and gentlemen. But the real reason I wanted to get him on today is he's made waves as a leader, thank God, calling for her arrest after she came out and said, "I'll take Trump out tonight." Well, take them out means take them out, kill them. This is all part of the Democratic strategy, calling for civil war and violence in this country. Omar Navarro, why do you think she's so arrogant?
Well, she's so arrogant because her family thinks they're above the law. I mean, Maxine Waters is behind some of the biggest corruption charges including the One United Bank scandal, her son getting bribery charges and having him dropped to from a felony to a misdemeanor, her daughter being investigated for other elections, for getting $650,000 for mailers. I mean, this is concerning. If we have a representative that's constantly getting investigated, especially her family, there's a serious concern there of her validity as a congresswoman.
What are you calling for?
I'm calling for Maxine Waters' arrest. Maxine Waters thinks she's above the law. She thinks that she can say whatever she wants and she can get away with it. When I woke up in the morning and I saw the article and I saw the video, I was disgusted, simply disgusted that someone would resort to these actions. A sitting congressperson saying that they want to take out the president of the United States. Yeah, so I say Maxine Waters says impeach 45. She says, let's get ready for the impeachment. Well, let's get ready for Maxine Waters' arrest. Let's get ready for Maxine Waters' arrest. We need to get her out of there. She needs to step down out of Congress. She needs to get out of there. It's time for her to go. She's been there for 27 years, hasn't done anything. She sat down doing nothing. She has represented the district zero. There are families that are struggling. There are families that are in the street while she sits high living in her mansion in Hancock Park outside the district. I was born in the city of Englewood. I've been in the city. I live in Torrance. I live in the district. I know what it's about. I am a strong supporter of the people of the 43rd. I'm a strong supporter of the state of California. We need to bring back stability to the state of California. But Maxine Waters is not going to do that. I'm going to bring back the state of California because I'm the only one here in this state that's taking action.
Omar, I know about your story, but it's really neat for folks. You're 28 years old. Why don't you tell the listeners your process of awakening, your political views, and how long you've been involved with the whole liberty movement?
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to tell my grandfather that one day I would like to be the president of the United States. And I used to say that I was 5 years old. And, you know, you don't know the responsibility of what it is to be in politics at a young age like that. My grandfather escaped communism from Cuba and, you know, understood a great deal of government tyranny. And not only did he understand a great deal from the oppression of government, he understood that you have to be involved in government. So he taught me a great deal of being involved in our government. So I said to myself later in life, you know, I wanted to do something. I wanted to take action. So I started paying attention to what was going on. I watched even you when I was 14 years of age. And I watched your show for a very long time. Well, it's been 14 years. I'm 28 years of age. For 14 years, I've been watching your show. I'm really proud to have learned a lot from watching your show, from looking at other perspectives on other opinions. But you definitely woke me up in a big way when I was growing up. And I realized that, you know, sometimes you can't trust the narrative. There is a narrative that is out there. The media slants the truth. And we are a voice of reason. The people are the voice of reason. We have to be the voice of reason in our government. The only way we're going to change anything is if we, the people, take back our government. And that's what we did when we elected Donald J. Trump as president. Now, we have Maxine Waters sitting there. She thinks she's above the law. She thinks that she is. She thinks she is queen. Queen Maxine thinks she can say whatever she wants. She thinks she can get away with whatever she wants. But I say this, the Secret Service needs to arrest Maxine Waters. I'm calling for her arrest. They need to go after her. Because this, what happened was wrong. And we need to start taking action. We need to start doing something. She thinks she's above the law. She's not above the law.
In fact, it only emboldens all these people when you've got Democrats on TV saying, let's hunt Republicans, let's kill Republicans. And even Wolf Blitzer having guests on that say, you know, the guy that shot Scalise was basically a hero. They're crazy.
Well, they definitely are. Democrats have held the state of California for ransom for over 30 years. You have serious allegations of corruption charges, like the Calderon family. I'll give you an example in the state assembly in the state of California. And you have others who have done many things in this state of corruption that regarding corruption. We have to put a stop to this. The only way to do this is if we get up off our butts, we take action, we have to do something. Because if we're not doing anything, we're just a part of the problem and not the solution. We want to be part of the solution, but the only way to be part of that solution is for us to take action. And that's what I encourage everybody to do. You know, people can go and help me out and go to my website at omarnavarro.com. They can go on there. Look what I'm about. Don't just go off of what anybody says. Read my stuff. Look at me. and look at my website. Call me. Call my people. Ask questions. That's the best way of doing it. Like every week, I have like a video where I do every Monday at around 7 o'clock. I ask questions to people. I have people call in. I ask them, what is it that you're concerned about? I want people to be in touch with a politician, not out of touch with politicians. I want people to be in touch with them, not out of touch with them.
Well, Omar, you're part of the wave that win, lose, or draw, resistance is victory. But whether it's Australia or whether it's stuff that's happening in South America or things that are happening in Eastern Europe or Western Europe or the U.S. or the U.K. or Iceland, everywhere people are throwing the globalist out, which is really the new colonialism. They're kicking the big mega banks that are tax exempt out of power. They're saying no to arrogant technocracy. How did the globalist ever think they'd have unelected TPP make 90% of U.S. laws as it was set to do? And they call it criminal that Trump pulled us out of that. That's just an act of basic sovereignty. If Trump would have stayed in it, it would have been an act of treason.
You know, you have people that are in the deep state. And what they want to do is they want to make sure that they're pushing this global agenda down our throats. And what we have to do, we have to do everything possible to make sure that we're holding them accountable, make sure that we are taking action. This is the thing. We have to do something. If we're not doing anything, we're not doing anything at all. So this is the thing. We have to make sure that we are supporting our president. He is the president of the United States. They are resisting him every step of the way. They are calling him racist. They are calling him a bigot. They're saying all these things that he is not. We all know that President Trump is doing more for our country than any other president has ever done. He is doing a great job. He's bringing back hope and opportunity and prosperity.
And that's why they're so horrified. And how long can the reality be here and then the false reality of the left as they get more and more crazy and more panicked, trying to raise interest rates, trying to kill the economy, trying to block tax cuts for poor people and middle class? I mean, it's just so obvious to anybody who's a thinking person.
And they are doing that because they want to bring down our country. They want to bring down our economy. They want to make sure that they are pushing this agenda down our throats. They are.
And by the way, that's not rhetoric. They really are that nasty. I mean, the Democrats weren't this bad just 10, 15 years ago. They are crazy. Let's do a few more minutes, Omar Navarro, running for Congress against Maxine Waters. She's got a lot of courage. That lady's a serious gangster. The whole Democratic Party running against the Clintons, they kill you. I want to ask him where he thinks his political realignment's going as globally people wake up, and how are the dirtbags going to strike back? Stay with us. We'll be right back. Then I'm getting into really big news from Vladimir Putin.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas worldwide.
Omar Navarro is running for Congress. He's a brave patriot. He's going up against the gangster, the super corrupt Maxine Waters. As he pointed out, all the stuff she's been involved in, her family, anybody else would be in prison. But because political correctness, she's not. And that's a whole other subject that Omar can get into here. But I almost, at a sick level, want to keep her there because she hurts the Democratic Party so much, like Pelosi. The Democrats have tried to get rid of her and Pelosi in leadership, but it's a hierarchical system, so they've been hanging on. But the truth is, justice be done, may the heavens fall. We need to get Omar Navarro and many others in there. But the reason I wanted to hold him over is a lot of people ask me, Alex, why do you keep saying Trump's going to win? And I said, because I can read a poll. And I know the big national pollsters. And I've gone out and I financed polls before with major polling companies. And if you're not politically correct, most of them won't even let you buy a poll. And then if you tell them that you want them to really hit a straight demographic of people or new phone numbers, they won't do it. So it's a complete farce. They've used polls to control the public for 100 years in this country. And as we see in the WikiLeaks, they're faking polls. John Podesta says in early 2015, as the campaigns are just halfway starting, just as Hillary was firing up her committee, and you can read these, and he says, we need to reach out to all pollsters now and start spending money with them now. And we need to make sure they add at least 9 to 15 points for the Democratic Party, because we're the majority party. They claim that's legitimate. So that we get higher samples, so that she's way out ahead of the other Democrats from the beginning, and then ahead of the Republicans from the beginning. So they rigged it from the beginning. There it is. New Podesta email exposes playbook for rigging polls through oversamples. I mean, he says it. So I had this in the middle of the campaign, and then I could read the methodology on a CNN poll. They were the worst. They would, I mean, some of the phone polls were oversampling 34 points. 34 points? And then they'd say, Hillary's at 67. And you're like, well, of course she's at 67. If you remove the 34-point oversample, Trump's 20 points ahead. And it goes on and on and on and on. And the average poll added was like 12 points. The lowest was 9. Some were 15. Some were 19. Just oversampling phone numbers they know are Democrats. Who has landlines? And you call them, and then you say, who are you going to vote for? And then, of course, there's the other undersampling. Folks are intimidated. Let's say they actually call somebody that's going to go for Trump, that's fed up, awake, whatever. And they go, are you going to vote for Trump? They're like, oh, no, because you don't want to say it over the phone, because they're intimidated. You may intimidate people calling them Nazis if they vote for Trump or support Trump in the primary or in the general election, but privately, they're still going to go in and do what they want. So then you've got that whole phenomenon. And I remember them going, Conway thinks they've got an extra 10 points because people are scared to say they support Trump. Absolutely. And by the way, Conway wasn't just saying that. I read the news every day. Google, Facebook, Twitter. Why do you think they were so desperate to go after Trump once he got the nomination? They knew, or even right before, when he was clearly going to get it, were trying to block him getting it. When he'd already won it, they had months till the convention. They were trying to get him to step down, unseat, have the electors say no. Remember all that? From the primaries. And they tried to have the electors say no, seating him as president a few months later. Going into 2017. And that's because, ladies and gentlemen, Google and Facebook and Twitter, Amazon knows if you're a Prime member what you're going to order 99% of the time before you order it, because it's got algorithms and you do patterns you're not even aware of, and they know how they're going to present things to you, and they can have 99% of the time the package already packed a day before you order. That was 3 years ago. Imagine the technology they've got now. So, do you think they knew Trump was going to win? That's why they were saying he couldn't win. That's why they were saying he was 25 points behind and all that bull. Was because they had to create the illusion that no one was going for him because they had all the bots. But here's some of the headlines. I'm going to get Omar's take on this. That's why I held him over. Reliable AI systems predict Trump will win. Remember those headlines? And it was all sorts of computer companies that have major samples. They had video game apps that have millions of members, and they would do occasional polls. They'd say, who are you supporting? And in young people, Trump was ahead 10 points. I mean, there were thousands of data points out there that themselves had millions or billions of data points saying Trump, 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 Trump. It's the same thing, but only the weakest-minded people bought into this. But now they've got Gallup polls where 1 week he's 46, next week he's 35. It's all crap. They jack it up and lower it because at a certain point you're not going to believe that, you know, less than 30% believe in him. Even with oversampling of Democrats. So they just jack it up, they run it up, they lower it, because that's all they can do is play with that when he's really at 60% or higher. Here's another one. Why the polls missed the 2016? Was it shy Trump supporters after all? Yeah. Why the polls are wrong about Trump again? A group of major pollsters just released an autopsy report to explain why the polls were such a disaster. But it's worse than that, folks. The major polling agencies that were Democrat and Republican funded, they decided to lie. In the past, they'd kind of tattle on each other if the cheating got too big. All caution was thrown to the wind this time. The questions were given to Hillary in all three debates weeks before. We could see that watching it, but it came out in WikiLeaks. So that's why they're in so much trouble, is that less and less people buy into their hoaxes. I wanted to get your final take on this, Omar Navarro. And, you know, talk about the dichotomy of people that are aware of the mind control and those that aren't. Because people that are under the spell, they're just getting deeper and deeper into it. That's why they're getting violent, because they really believe they're fighting Hitler. Poor little you know, brain-dead victims. Poor little dear things. Those of us that are awake, it's becoming more and more comical. This is crazy. Where do you expect this to go? Because they're trying with you, of course, to have polls where you're 20 points behind. But I've seen the different algorithms and different market research out there shows that you're really ahead of her. And of course, demographics would show that as well.
Yeah, that's completely true. 54% of my district is Hispanic Latinos. We have 20% registration of Republicans in the district. A lot of people in the district, if you actually go around and actually are not using a poll, because as they say, polls are for strippers. You know, at the end of the day, we have to do what we can to go in the district and actually walk. You know, Maxine Waters is living in Hancock Park outside the district in a $4.3 million mansion. I'm in the district. I'm walking around. I'm having events here. I mean, people are just waking up and people are realizing that they're tired of career politicians running the floor to the ground. I mean, this is the same person that has been ruining the inner cities. She falsely accused the CIA basically fomenting a crack cocaine epidemic in the 80s and the 90s in the inner city. You know, and of course, you know, at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we are educating people about these things. They need to know what Maxine Waters is about. Maxine Waters is not about the people. She's about herself. She's about her interests and her family. You know, at the end, we have to know who we are electing. Who are we putting into Congress? People know this in the 43rd Congressional District. The black community knows it. The Hispanic community knows it. The white community knows it. Every community knows that Maxine Waters is not for them. She's for herself and her own interests. So we have to look at and analyze these things. We have to look at her background. We have to look at her, the investigations that she was under, her husband, her daughter, her grandson, even herself. This is
and is question. It undoubtedly clear to you that if she ends up winning, it's clearly election fraud. Remember, in the primaries, the party gave Hillary the election the day before you even went to the polls. That's how corrupt California is. I mean, there's no doubt the polls show you're going to win, so it's election fraud if she gets elected.
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, we're going to fight for whatever we stand for, and we're going to take action, and we're going to win. We're going to win bigly. We're going to shock everybody. We're going to show everybody that we are for the people in the 43rd.
That's right. All right. Well, future Congressman Omar Navarro, and he's winning, period, by running, injecting truth. We salute you, Omar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So what's really going on is a war between people that are aware of what's going on and decide to use their understanding of human systems to suppress the rest of the population. There's a war between those people and the people that are awake and understand how humanity operates, but want to use that information to empower people and to show others how the system actually works, because historically and statistically, that is the most empowering, surest way for our species to flourish and not destroy ourselves. You've got the awake people that are evil, and you've got the awake people that are good, and in between, you've got 70-80% of the population that has no idea what planet they're on. And the globalists would say, just join us and help us get rid of them, and then we can all live together in peace. But the globalists attack each other as well and everybody else. They want generally to tear things down because it lets them manage things better. It's hard to manage empowered free peoples. And the globalists are OCD. They're control freaks. That's one of their main traits that goes with criminality, is that they're very, very rote. They're very, very systematic. They're very, very constrained. They're very, very robotic. And those of us that are into liberty are not, because we're not robots. We're more human than human, because there are humans and then there are humans. There are people that are conscious and those that are not. There are those that are somewhat conscious, but choose the dark side. Now, Vladimir Putin has come out in a very powerful speech that he gave yesterday, you know, warning to the world. And the full speech is linked up on InfoWars.com in an article that we've written boiling all this down. It's also on NewsWars.com. Vladimir Putin warns of future sci-fi superhuman soldiers more destructive than nuclear bombs who feel no fear or pain. Now, before I play this clip and read the closed captioning for radio listeners, before I translate it, it's important to note that he talks about super soldiers last and points out that they don't have any feelings. And he means feelings morally, because they're going to engineer out in that aspect someone that has morals. So you basically have a sociopath or a directable psychopath who then won't have any rights. Because if you add the genetics of animals or plants, 1% or less, then you have a chimera that is in a no man's land, figuratively, and the pun also fits, because they're not animal and they're not human. They are a chimera from mythical Greek mind to reality. And this has been going on for 30 years, chimeras, at the embryonic level and now implanted in bovine and grown up to humanoid size, reportedly for organ harvesting, but you know they've kept them alive. And the media always makes a big joke about this because they don't want to debate about it. But after decades of pushing, now it's finally in mainstream news. If you're a radio listener, I'm putting MIT Review, Associated Press, you name it, on screen. That's why when they attack me on CNN or Fox News, they always take audio of the show and don't show what I'm showing. Because if they show me saying it with MIT and Associated Press and Bloomberg, then it's very credible, you see. But they don't want a big debate about it. They want it now a little bit in publications, but not out there. But the real issue is the super soldier issue is a side area. It is the brainiac. It is people having genetics for high IQs, tripled, quadrupled. There's major associations with that in mental illness. And they may be able genetically to put other buffers in to be able to control it somehow. But the reason we don't walk till we're a year old is because our head has to grow outside the womb. It's already so big. It's like French bulldogs. It's like the Mars attack analogy that the Martians, hypothetically, you know, have these heads four times the size of ours. Well, how are you going to walk around with a thing like that? There's some major issues here, obviously. But the point is, they were putting brain chips in soldiers 20 years ago, I knew about. I knew about it from soldiers that it happened to. Now it's mainstream news. And I'm putting that on screen. Military's building brain chips to treat PTSD. I told you that 15 years ago. They have viruses they inject you with that also eat parts of the brain so that you, quote, never get upset again because those receptors are gone. But those receptors are associated with spiritual experiences as well. Yes, they're associated with rage, euphoria, and with opiates that mimic what's naturally there as endorphins. So much of this is being used to dehumanize us, and all the technologies they've deployed against us so far have been about ravaging the mind and suppressing us, not empowering us. And that's the great lie of the transhumanists, who are really eugenicists. You may have some transhumanists that mean well and are only porch transhumanists, but transhumanism was the creation of Julian Huxley, the head of the UN program, to basically camouflage the true technocratic genetic engineering operation being launched through the eugenics boards. So the Eugenics Society became the transhumanist movement in 1947 after the embarrassment of their toy, their test model, Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. So we have DARPA out today saying we can mind control you with waves, through waves that are put out through your cell phones. They told you that 2 years ago in The Kingsman. Yes, they can activate those and it makes people agitated and violent. Can it make you act like in the movie? And uncontrollably kill people? It's been declassified for decades, folks. They've got this. It took them to the cell towers, you name it. And that was in the Baltimore Sun almost 20 years ago. I read it, the Baltimore Sun, that, oh, the CIA's testing, calming the public through cell towers. It's in the news today. Scientists can now control how you think. Boy. Are we reaching our Atlantean moment where we may destroy ourselves? And Putin is talking about having that discussion. Here is excerpts of what President Putin talked about. This means that a man has the opportunity to get into the genetic code created by either nature or, as religious people would say, by God. What kind of practical consequences may entail? This means that one can already imagine it. One may imagine that a man can create a man. With someone given characteristics not only theoretically, but also practically. He can be a genius mathematician, a brilliant musician, or a soldier. A man who can fight without fear, compassion, regret, or pain. And we already have that. As you understand, humanity can enter, and almost likely it will be in the near future, a very difficult and extremely responsible period of existence. And what I have just described might be worse than a nuclear bomb. Sure, that's 100-year-old technology plus. When we do something, whatever we do, I want to reiterate again, we must never forget about the ethical foundations of our work. There's not any discussions about ethics here, baby. They're going to release GMO bugs everywhere that bite you and give you vaccines forcibly, and it's not even the vaccine, it's nanotech. It's all here. Now, before I end this hour, ladies and gentlemen, we are extending only two more days, and then it's gone. We've never done it before. Brain Force Plus, our amazing nootropic, naturally boosting your brain in a healthy way. It's amazing. Read the reviews. That's got to end the next 2 days. Anthroplex is a super stamina, libido, and energy booster for myself. It's amazing. Experience it for yourself. That's 50% off. We now have colloidal silver 50% off, our super high quality silver bullet made by the top producer in the country. They supply Whole Foods. And when we sell it for $19, it's $5 cheaper than Whole Foods at $9.95 or 50% off. It is an incredible deal. Winter Sun, high-quality organic vitamin D3 to be taken under the tongue. So important you're not getting sun during the winter. That's why you tend to get sick. The research shows for yourself, your children especially. Winter Sun now available, and it's discounted massively as well. 50% off. We've never done that. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we can answer all your questions when you call. There's Winter Sun, 637 reviews, 4.9 on Power Reviews, third-party site. That is the top vitamin D3 in the country, labeled by us and discounted. 50% off, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com has all the t-shirts, the books, the films, and the subsection is InfoWarsLife.com. But whatever you do, take advantage of the auto ship on things you need to reorder. That way you can support the broadcast and not forget and get big discounts and get products that make your life better. So sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsLife.com. And there's free shipping. Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Almost forgot to tell you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Special guest joining us coming up in the next segment. And then I'm going to get more into the establishment flunkies are flunking out, the big global awakening, the economy, health news. The latest on the whole Russia thing has just imploded. It's worse than we even thought. I mean, Mueller, I'm not going to say he's a Russian agent because he was just out there whoring out America as a globalist. Anybody that would, you know, it's like saying, you know, as a hooker, is a hooker your wife if you have sex with her? No, I mean, is a hooker a spy working for you if she has sex with you? No, I mean, he's worse than that. He was not loyal to Russia. He's just some person that, just like all these globalists, that just are selling America out hand over fist, seven ways to Sunday. And now it's just all coming out, and Podesta's under investigation, and his brother, and NBC News. And just total validation of everything we've been talking about. But I want to go to this report because it's interesting from John Bowne. North Korea nukes and lunar caves. North Korean nukes and lunar caves. And we'll be back. Found it. The tip of the spear. The front line of the ever-expanding renaissance. The great enlightenment. The great human empowerment. That the kleptocratic global technocrats, the authoritarians, hate more than anything else in the universe is free will. We are the defense of free will. We are the info war. And as you see, when we promote freedom and family and success and honor and duty and set that up against globalism that is dishonor and enslavement, the whole world says, we want the Renaissance. We want the American dream. We want what has never been fully realized, but even partially realized, was incontrovertibly light years better than any other human system. North Korea warns U.S. it will respond with fire, saying U.N. sanctions would be attempt to declare war. They basically say, if you put more sanctions on us, we're going to attack you.
Well, this is how North Koreans are taking Mr. Trump's comments, speech at the United Nations. So to be honest, when I first heard Mr. Trump's speech, I knew this was coming. North Koreans have to react because Trump belittled the leader, called him names, calling him Rocket Man, bent on a suicide mission, and threatened to totally destroy North Korea. So Kim Jong-un then followed up with a very personal statement. And I've been watching North Korea for a very long time. I have never seen a leader speak in a first person, write that statement, putting his name on it. So he's taking it very personally now. And so I don't think North Koreans can back down. He has now tied his legitimacy and credibility, that is Kim Jong-un, to reacting. And so they have to continue with provocations. So I'm afraid we might see another intercontinental ballistic missile test or more provocations are forthcoming.
A lot of science and tech news. They have found a giant lunar cave that is just amazing.
4 years, scientists have been hunting for the stable lava tubes that are believed to exist on the moon. A remnant from the moon's past, when it was still volcanically active, these underground channels could very well be an ideal location for lunar colonies someday.
Japanese scientists have discovered the massive cave on the moon that can one day serve as a shelter for astronauts colonizing a rocky neighbor, according to the reports. It is 30 miles long, 330 feet wide, which is a lot of what folks at NASA have told me was already discovered by NASA, but has been kept secret. I was told that by Buzz Aldrin in a conversation I've talked about. He's been on air before, but in a conversation out in Los Angeles where he told me a lot of interesting things. And I thought he was putting me on, but I was walking through an airport almost a year later, and what he told me was on the cover of USA Today. That the Indians had crashed a probe by design at thousands of miles an hour to the surface of the moon with another probe that popped off the back so that it could then fly back around and pick up the jet of
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to start opening the phones up. I'd love to hear from you. As long as you got a good telephone and want to comment on all the different things that are happening in the world, on the global political realignment. We're everywhere. Anti-globalist, pro-free market, 1776 type candidates are getting elected everywhere. It's incredible. And it's a vision I had, political vision, not a magical vision, that I'm seeing manifest. We've seen the last two parliamentary votes in Italy this year. Earlier this year, they voted to not allow the EU to expand and take over their military. That's the EU's move to take over Europe. Now they know folks want to get out. They are trying to force them back in. And now they had another vote pulling away from the EU and globalism, totally panicking the globalists. The Czech Republic just elected a billionaire Donald Trump libertarian type. Austria just did last week. I mean, this is a weekly occurrence. I'm not going to list all the stuff that's happening, but it's an amazing time to be alive. And I coined the term, or popularized the term, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And further, I don't want globalism. I want 1776 worldwide. And that doesn't mean America running globalism. It means Americana ideas, what made us great, becoming popular around the world like they were until the last decade or two. Soft power, free market, thousands of choices on healthcare or food or clothing or guns, just more choices. You're not a bad person. You're not an evil person. You don't hurt somebody. You can do whatever you want, including kill yourself. So that's what all this comes down to, is a free society. Now, I wanted to get Outlaw Morgan on because I've seen his stuff. It's great stuff. And more and more, I want to get these popular YouTubers and citizen journalists and, you know, ranters like myself on, because if you put together in the aggregate the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prominent people and thousands of semi-prominent and others, it's just how we dwarf mainstream media is just ridiculous. I mean, InfoWars is bigger than a lot of mainstream media. Drudge is bigger than any other news site out there. But when you look at all these folks that are out there and you look at the huge awakening, I don't want to be too positive because they still got our kids and they're brainwashing us. We got big problems, but we're fighting back. The tide's starting to turn. Outlaw Morgan has got 569,000 followers on Facebook. I might get into all his YouTube and Twitter stuff at Outlaw Morgan, outlawmorgan.com. Really funny guy. I wanted to get him on just to get his view as a citizen out there standing up and speaking out in the last few years, where he sees this revolution. Does he agree with me that we're starting to win? And how does he think the empire is going to strike back? And what does he think about all these more fake polls by the same polling companies saying Trump, you know, has a super low approval rating, though all the bots and corporate bots show the opposite? I mean, what's going to happen here is the people that still buy into the bull get more and more radicalized, and those of us that are more and more awake split apart. They admit we're polarizing. What's going to happen to the East Coast and West Coast elites? I mean, because I've been on the East Coast and West Coast. Many of the leftists have entered total mental meltdown. Outlaw Morgan, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. You know, I just want to say first and foremost that about 9 years ago, I came across you right about the time that Occupy Wall Street occurred. And you took me down many rabbit holes. So with that being said, you had a lot to do with actually waking me up. And you have a lot of Americans out there and waking them up as well. I think personally what we're seeing right now is a lot of people that got to a point where they can't take it anymore. And that's where I was. I'm a nobody. I'm not a journalist. I fluked up and created a podcast and things of this nature. But basically, I was just a common, ordinary American who was tuning in, saw what was going on, and realized I couldn't take it anymore. It was giving me a brain aneurysm, and I finally spoke out. And evidently, a mass portion of America actually agrees with me, the blue-collar, hardworking Americans out there that love this country, that actually see what's going on from the liberal agenda, tearing down our society, taking over our kids, their frame of minds, creating this conditioning and this programming within people. Somebody has to stand up and actually break the mold. So I did what I did, thinking the black SUVs would roll up to the house, but they've never shown up. And so far, I think what's happening right now is a beautiful thing, because it's each one teach one, each one reach one. And it's important that we allow others to realize they're not alone in their thoughts. They're not alone in the way that they perceive everything right now. And we have to band together. We have to stick together, because I am a victim of political correctness. And that was one of the first things that I wanted to basically try to abolish. And I literally got banned from Facebook today for a live feed to announce that I was coming on here. But now some of the context that I say is a little offensive, I guess, because it's the truth, or at least how I perceive the truth. I'm tired of the truth being racist. I'm tired of facts being bigotry, and I'm tired of like grounded, you know, evidence and statistics being overlooked because people are submerged in their feelings. So I think where we are is awesome to see people like Brandon Tatum, David Harris Jr., who I know you've had on the show. They've been on my show. Well, David's been on my show as well. So I think it's awesome that there is a collective of us out there. Jack Posobiec, Joe Biggs, which you're familiar with. There's a lot of people out there that have YouTube channels, such as Mark Dice, myself, a lot of people, and they're all actually going up against the system, and that's exactly what we need. We need more of it.
And they are admittedly at YouTube and Facebook massively increasing censorship, where I'll try to cover an LA Times report saying there's 10 times the black on white crime that there is white on black, and they will ban that video saying it's racist. They don't want a real debate. I'm not against black people, but the left is so hyped up that whites are evil that a certain minority percentage of blacks believe it's okay to go out and rob and kill whites. And the new Black Panther Party in Houston says go out and loot and kill white people. I mean, that's in the Houston Chronicle. So all I'm saying is that's a more aggressive group than the KKK. I don't like the KKK either. But there really is this open call, like the BBC says, whites are inherently bad and evil. Well, then Mark Faber says, no, we're not. We've done a lot of good. And he gets basically fired from his company.
Right. Well, and this is what we're seeing. Look, political correctness is not new. I mean, look at what it's actually done to European countries. Look what it did to Germany. Look what it's done to France, to Sweden, to Denmark, Canada, even. We're the last country to actually be able to take a stand against political correctness, which is a cancer that is going to overtake it. You can't. I mean, I'm afraid right now that my daughter, who is 8 years old, could perhaps grow up and not be able to voice out an original thought that's within the framework of her own mind, without being plunged in the head by somebody like Antifa or something to this effect. And that's why it's so important that I think we have to fight and strive to let everyone know that it's okay to have thoughts. The idea that everything is racist, everything's bigot, everything's xenophobia, everything's transphobia, everything's homophobic. These are glitter words. These are things that
people— And by the way, do you agree with me that they've over-pushed it so bad now that it's just creating a backlash, not of really racism, but of people just absolutely saying, I don't care what you say or what you do, I'm not paying attention to it anymore. And the more shrill they get trying to make us submit, that only drives people away that much faster.
Well, not just that, Alex. Also, that you got to look at this. You know, the serpent eating its own tail, the monster eating itself, so to speak. This is basically what they've created. If you remember, there was a college where they were going to teachers and they go to professors and call them racist. And they're as liberal as they get. So the monster will literally eat itself. It can't. It's just like the welfare state. It can't sustain its own weight. And they've created this thing. They actually created the fire. They've thrown gas on it. They perpetuate it. They facilitate it. And then it's going to basically destroy them as well. So, I mean, here's the thing. I think we need to get back to the idea of having your own opinion is okay. Having your own original thoughts should be okay. Whether that's a diverse opinion from someone else. I mean, this is the problem. They want to create a cookie cutter world. They want us all to think the same way. They want us to all look the same
way.
And
then they give us the newest download every month, and we go from what was politically correct before to the new reality. Their history's actors. We're just slaves. What do you make when we come back from break? Hollywood eating itself, the EU eating itself. I mean, all these liberal institutions, now that they can't expand on us and enslave us, as people say no, they have to dominate. They're hateful people. They're all turning on themselves in spectacular fashion. I want to ask you now when we come back, A, do you agree with that? And B, Outlaw Morgan, what's going to happen next then as the vampires don't have us anymore?
Well, here's the thing. Hollywood is a beautiful analogy. You know what I mean? Like, we're watching what's going on with Hollywood. I encourage anyone that's in Hollywood, that's an actor or an actress, I encourage anyone that's been, sexually molested in any sort of way to come forward. Right now is your opportunity. And I promise you that I, myself, and I'm sure many other Americans who have a voice in platforms such as Facebook, YouTube, we will back you.
Absolutely. The revolution is now. Come out against the globalists on every front. Expose all their crimes. Now is the time. Attack, attack, attack. Of Outlaw Morgan breaking down his views on the Second Amendment. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us.
Ain't this some bull? Democrats gonna go out here and shoot us up and then want to lecture us about gun control. I have an idea for you. Let's ban Democrats from getting firearms. I mean, most of you lunatics aren't mentally stable anyway. I got a background check for you. Who did you vote for? Let's face it, if you voted for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, you already fall under mentally ill. If you trigger by expressive thought and scream microaggression, you definitely don't need a gun. If everyone you disagree with is a Nazi, you don't need a gun. If you say things like,
you're a white male,
while actually being white yourself, you don't need a gun. Matter of fact, the list of Democrats that have actually pulled off domestic terrorist activity is rather impressive. But instead of actually acknowledging the problem, let's blame it on the NRA and all these rednecks. After all white people are terrorists and all Trump supporters deserve to be 6 feet under, right? Yeah, because thinking like that is truly logical. And these are the people that want to take your guns away from you. Instead of worrying about what's good for all of America, how about you get your own people in check? Because after all, if we could get Democrats to stop shooting people, then our crime rate would possibly drop by 90%. Have a good weekend. Be sure to share this video.
Great stuff. Just common sense. And now I've talked to the gun shops in town, and I read this in the news. The biggest gun rush now, so they thought it would end when Trump got in, it's actually as big as ever, and gun sales just continue because the left is now buying guns, and they come wanting to train for war, but then kind of meet the conservatives and libertarians, and end up going out to dinner and then get deprogrammed. I mean, I think we're seeing the extinction of the Democratic Party domestic population, because on average, they really are people living in 200, 500 square foot apartments, totally scared, always grew up in a big city, really believe all the MSNBC BS. And they're just so pathetic and so fearful that as they prepare for war to fight us, they're actually becoming human again and kind of meeting us on top of the mountain. Now, that's some of them. A lot of them are too far gone. What do you think about that statement, Outlaw Morgan?
I think you're absolutely right. And at the end of the day, man, once you actually take the political atmosphere out of the equation and you take the mainstream media driving this train, because that's basically what's happening in a nutshell, is that you have the mainstream media creating the narrative. If you actually take the narrative out of the equation and you actually strip away the political atmosphere, you'll actually see that we're all just people. And we all actually kind of want the same things. We have different views, different beliefs or whatever. But at the end of the day, I actually say that Antifa has every right to protest when they implement and, put violence into the mix. Then that's where I think, you know, that's where the all bets are off.
Of course they have a right. But then they're there as their stated goal to stop anybody else they disagree with from having speech. That's a terrorist organization. That's racketeering.
I agree. Well, you know, you remember the petition that went around, over 350,000 signatures, mine included. In that mix, said that they are a domestic terrorist organization. They've been classified as such by the DHS. I'm not saying they're not a domestic terrorist organization. They need to be looked at very carefully. I mean, Steven Crowder even did a video where they infiltrated Antifa and they're trying to crowdsource, you know, money, crowdfund money to acquire weapons. So they're a double-edged sword. One part of me wants to look at them and laugh because beta males and feminists are fun to make fun of. And then another part of me looks at them and says, you know, these guys might be for real, you know, and they're one martyr away from.
And what's crazy is, I go back to the domestication, literally the women look tougher than the males as an average, but there's none of them are manly. And you can tell they're video game heads that also pay attention to kind of echo chamber fake bots that are on Facebook. And they're now kind of emerging out of Plato's cave for war with an imaginary enemy that the globalists programmed into their brain. So they're literally virtual reality, glow-in-the-dark basement kids believing hype, coming out for war with something that doesn't exist. They're literally mind control victims.
You are absolutely right. You just hit the nail on the head, and I've been saying this for months. I am trying my best to go out here and identify where this fascism's coming from that they're fighting. And I'm failing to find it. As a matter of fact, when I go to Home Depot, I go to Walmart, I go to the gas station, I go anywhere, no one's pulling me out of my car and clubbing me in the head for my beliefs, whether they're political or not. The only people that are actually out there trying to censor you is Facebook, is YouTube, is the conglomerates that are in bed with the left and trying to push their narrative and trying to push their agenda onto people. And that's simply what I represent, is to stand up and fight against that. Now it's getting tougher for me to do because if you've seen some of my videos, you know that I'm kind of raw. And I'm more of like a construction worker, barroom kind of guy. And my language is, you know, whatever. But the message is still there, language or not. And every time I seem to go live, I get censored and banned from Facebook.
Well, sure. Here's what's happening. They have their little super voters that go around and then they say, because they're God, because they're little Facebook moderators, that you don't get to exist. And what they're really afraid of, they always say, have moderate speech and be real calm, make politics boring so the average Joe or Sally doesn't want to get involved in it. And so they know that. And it's the fact that we have been rough and brash and real is why we're having victory. Straight shooting. And that's what they're so scared of. It takes all types. And so that's why they're censoring you, because they're afraid of you.
Yep. Well, you know, maybe so, but it doesn't really stop me. I still get the message out. I've had to learn how to maneuver within their paradigm. I've had to learn to, you know, like cut back the language, come off a little more educated. And I have moments where it's hard for me to do because
I'm going to do a satire character and everybody else should do it. That is literally a libtard. And then I'm going to do shows where I go, all white males are evil. We should teach kids at age 3 how to be trannies. Everyone should take extra vaccines. And I'm going to do whole shows every week now where I haven't done the character yet, but where I am just and we're going to have a website, everything. And you watch, they'll probably censor that too, even though I'm going to say exact quotes of things they've said. You understand? Yep. It's going to be the stuff they haven't censored when it's put out the way they want, but I'm going to do it all in one big giant nightmare.
Right. Well, that's the problem, though. If we create a whole society of bubble wrap kids that are afraid that they're going to be microaggressed, they're going to be triggered, we're actually ultimately setting these kids up for failure. And that's the thing that people need to realize. I've not had a white picket fence lifestyle by any means. I've had my own tragedies in life. My brother used to beat me up daily. I get people that send me death threats even now in email. I get people that send me emails that would honestly break the normal person. But, you know, like, I decided that I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to back off. And there's a part of me that God granted me, or however I've been producing this, like, where I just don't care what people think about me. So it makes it really easy for me to go out there and just slay it and not care. You know, so if they come at me, the best thing they can do is censor me, then so be it. You know, so I think that kids need to be roughed up. They need to understand you don't live inside of a safe space. There are no such things as safe spaces off of your campus. You need to come out and join the real world. And if you're in there for gender studies and basket weaving and liberal arts, you're ultimately going to end up working.
That's right. You're being sabotaged by the globalists by design for a post-industrial world. They want a bunch of brain damaged, sabotaged, domesticated basket cases that they can control, that they can use as a new kept army of crybaby minions that they dominate. But I'm sorry, all over the world, humanity's waking up to the technocracy. Just briefly, what do you make of all these big special elections around the world where globalists are losing?
Well, I think it's awesome. Let's go back to retrospect for a second, because when Donald Trump went into office, one of the first things he actually did was he destroyed TPP. And that's when I knew right then and there that we had voted for the right guy. He is not down with the globalists. You know what I mean? Like, and I get people when I'm doing my podcast, because I take a lot of phone calls, so a lot of people call in. And, you know, I've had people that call in with opposition of thought, and they're like, you know, well, he's one of them. And that's usually my go-to. Well, if you destroy TPP, there's no way you're down with the globalists.
Well, exactly. He made hire globalists to then have them carry out what he wants. And he's already gotten like half of what he wanted to do done. It's already better than I ever thought. That's why they hate him so much. Listen, Outlaw Morgan, great having you on. Look forward to having you on again in the future. Maybe you can even co-host with us sometime. Thank you so much, fine friend. We're going to come back, and I'm going to open the phones up and take your phone calls so you can respond to all the things that have happened. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX is the number. Your calls coming up on the other side. And I've got other breaking news as the Democrats get caught basically working for the Russians. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain.
The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. I'm your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Please remember that we're listener-supported. And one big area the last 6 months I've noticed that I've really not been doing a good job on is the T-shirt front. Now, T-shirts are one way that we fund our operation. Ball caps, sweaters, you name it. We have a Made in America line, and we also have one made overseas or in Latin American line that's a lot less expensive. But we found Made in America sources that have gone down in price, so you've seen a lot of the Made in America stuff become very, very competitive. The point is that wearing the shirts is obviously visible. You meet like-minded people. You exercise free speech. You let other people that feel alone and don't know there's a global awakening or don't know how big it is understand that we're winning. We're in an information war, and it's your colors, like a motorcycle gang, basically, or a military. And that's why the left wants to throw coffee on people wearing Make America Great Again hats. It's why they attack me if I'm wearing an InfoWars shirt, or they see me. But it's only in super hardcore areas like downtown Seattle, downtown Austin. And most people still shake your hand. Black, white, old, young, folks with tattoos, people without tattoos. You name it. But still, about every 20th person goes, F you, F you, F you. You've seen me walk through Seattle or downtown Austin. I mean, cars drive by every 30 seconds. You know, there's like rush hour. F you, Jones, F you. But they'll never actually say why they're doing it. So we've got some stealth InfoWars shirts where it's a black shirt with a gray InfoWars.com where people got to be looking to see it and you can meet like-minded folks. Or we've got big red on black InfoWars.com. And we've got CNN's fake news on one shirt, four or five variants. InfoWars.com is real news on the back. And it's important to get these. And listen, the experience I've had in patriot areas, conservative areas, working areas, suburbs, rural areas, is to get your lunch bought and have people, you know, inviting you out on a date if you're a man or a woman. I mean, a lot of folks end up wearing the shirts. I've had countless calls, countless people on the street telling me, I met my husband wearing an InfoWars shirt. This goes back over a decade. Or I met my wife. Or I met my wife at one of your film showings. I mean, it's we've got three kids now. Look, or here they are. I mean, it's very humbling. So we've got over 100 T-shirts right now. What we do now is stuff is limited edition. Folks like that. And we've got the Hillary for Prison 2017. Those are about to sell out. We've got a bunch of other T-shirts. We've got the classic that we never stop making. Mass murderers agree. Gun control works, with a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on the front. And on the back, it says politicians love disarmed peasants. That's a shirt I designed 20 years ago on Photoshop myself. We've got a line of women's shirts, a different come and take it. Molon Labe, we've got great new Made in America ball caps by Richardson Ball Caps that's got a patch on it with a Don't Tread on Me snake. There's the InfoWars T-shirt. Click on that one that's black and red. There's no reviews yet. It's brand new. And I again, today I'm going to go work on the T-shirts. The reason I'm saying this, I haven't even given them names. That's the in-your-face InfoWars shirt, red on black. Very beautiful. American flag on one arm. Infowars.com under it on the back. Show folks the back. And then also, we can show you another one. Let's go back, and there's one around it. That's the stealth shirt. Now, we haven't named that yet, but it's black with gray on it. If you go back to the main page, black with gray on it. So again, Infowarsstore.com. And when we push a T-shirt, it has a huge effect, like the Hillary for Prison or the Molon Labe or the CNN is fake news or Bill Clinton's a rapist shirt. I want to thank you all for your support, but there's a whole new season of shirts in for the next fight. We launched the Trump 2020 shirts. A lot of other folks are imitating that. That's great. Support independent media. You know, go buy a Trump 2020 shirt from him. Whatever you do, just get it and wear it. I say that because I've been seeing people put out the liberalism's a mental illness shirts forever. That's a saying from Mike Savage, and others have said it, but I'm going to put out a new variant that says communism small, liberalism big, fascism under it, and it's going to say isms find a cure, basically. The point is exercising your free speech in these bullies' faces. You can also call toll-free. We can answer all your questions, tell you about different specials, 888-253-3139. We got a bunch of specials on BrainForce. It's about to end any day, 50% off. The new specials are 50% off on Anthroplex. It's so amazing. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off. We only do that a few times a year. It's all there. So the new specials are there. A lot of the old specials are about to end, so take advantage of those. Winter Suns, 50% off as well. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. I'm not going to recap the big news. I'm sure that's going to get covered in the fourth hour. But everything about the Clintons and their Russia connections and the sellouts is coming out. Matt Dubiel from our great Chicago affiliates can be hosting the fourth hour. Always excellent. Let's go ahead now and go to your phone calls. Christopher in California. Christopher, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Mr. Jones. I'm calling in to talk about the global awakening of what you're speaking of. And you know, your fearless crusade to expose the lies and your fearless crusade to reveal the truth is really why I'm calling in. You know, and I would congratulate you, and I would say on a bigger picture, you know, it goes far beyond informational wars, Mr. Jones. I mean, this is about spiritual warfare. And, you know, I invite the entire world to go to thebookofdeath.net. My name is Christopher Kane. My wife is Melissa Ann Kane, and we are the second coming of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene.
All right, listen. I appreciate your call, and we don't screen your phone calls, but it said you want to talk about the current state of affairs. And I know a lot of people go to those roadside deals and get their fortune read, and they're always Jesus Christ or Mary Magdalene or Robin Hood or Plato or Julius Caesar. Nobody's ever a fishmonger from the 15th century or anything. It's all very entertaining. And I agree, inhumanity is the seed of the universe, as Mahatma Gandhi said. So people feel the potential because we're made in the image of God, little g. So I just think it gets a little Luciferian to start thinking we're God. And so that's all I'm saying. If people want to build movements, I think you should just build movements because they're the right thing to do and not worry about announcing that you're Jesus Christ. I think you might actually build something if you just don't get right to the Jesus Christ thing right up front that you're Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Charles in Deutschland. Charles, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the AFRICOM attack that happened on October 3rd.
Sure, you're talking about the Niger attacks that killed four U.S. troops.
Yes, yes. This was an attack on a 12-man team of Green Beret in the Niger-Mali border region.
Sure.
And, you know, some new information was just told to the media, and I actually have my own sources because we're over here with the headquarters over here. And
sure. So what do you think's going on there?
Yeah, so the information that was just released is that the fourth soldier was actually found dead 48 hours later. And he was brought in from one of the partners in the region. They were attacked by as many as about 50 militants, probably affiliated with some radicals in the region, some of the local radicals.
Sure, loving Islamicists that are making their way through Africa now?
Exactly, and they're pouring.
Well, stay there. I want to come back and get your take on all this, Charles. It's very interesting information. And then we'll go to John and Larry and Reggie and O'Brien and others. And then coming up, Matt Dubiel, who is our great Chicago affiliate, is a great talk show host in his own right. He's loaded for bear on a host of issues and a ton of clips in the fourth hour. And then Owen Schroyer in the War Room, 3 o'clock Central. Don't forget David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. We're taking phone calls right now. We've got the killing of four U.S. military personnel, Army personnel, in Niger in an Islamic attack. And Rachel Maddow tries to blame it on Trump when it's the left that empowered the huge Islamic invasion of the last 5 years of Africa as part of the Arab Spring. That's a Western-backed jihadi takeover that Trump and our military have now been stamping out. And they try to turn this all around. It's crazy. So I know it's getting late over there. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish up real quick, Charles, in Germany. And we know it's a jihadi attack. We understand that. You're saying the other info that I guess some people don't know is that I guess one of these guys got taken away and other people rescued at least the body. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. The entire engagement took a matter of hours. It's still not very clear. About 30 minutes after it first started, French aircraft were able to fly over the terrorists and at least dismay them. Again, it's not very clear what's exactly happening.
Well, Charles, we'll have to look into it. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Now I'm going to go to John in California here. He wants to talk about observation of Vegas shootings. But boy, the whole narrative collapsed there, just like we said it was false from our sources that were in the FBI. But now you have thousands of other cameras that the FBI reportedly confiscated, phones, and took the info and wiped them. And now new footage emerged of more than 15 ambulances pulling up, taking bodies out of Hooters. That's 0.8 miles away from Mandalay exit where they're taking shooting victims out. I mean, is this thing way bigger than we were told? I mean, they covered up Manhattan Project. What are they covering up here? John in California. You're on the air, sir. What do you think's going on here?
How are you, Alex? How are you today?
Good, my friend.
Sir, I have an observation. The photograph that was shown, the two rifles that were on the floor in the shooter's room, were faked. Here's how they were faked. If those guns were used in that position, in that room, there would be busted glass, thousands of casings on the floor, empty cartridges. There would be debris everywhere, and there was not. Those guns were placed there and photographed there. And if I would give you an
You know, that's a great point. Where are all the casings by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds all around? I mean, and why is his foot underneath the tripod or the bipod? I mean, the whole thing looks funny. I agree with you.
They're holding back the videos. There was two people registered in the room. Gunfire came from different parts of the building. He was set up, and here's what I think. I think he was a gun dealer. I think he was meeting people to sell guns. And I believe that they met with him probably 6 o'clock at night and said, look, let's go have dinner. Let's look at the guns, you know, and let's go have dinner. They had them all set up. They came in, tapped him, took off, and shot from other positions in the building and left him with the bag.
Well, we know there was shooting going on, according to witnesses, and then later they had to change the timeline and admit that was true. We know there was shooting not just at Mandalay, but at other casinos a mile away. So, yeah, we know there's a cover-up, and that the best money thinks that he was some type of intelligence agency cutout and was basically Fast and Furious operation and got set up. A lot of it is pointing towards that, John. And you're right. We show the photo. We just showed it on television for viewers, released by the government or leaked. And there's where are the hundreds and hundreds of casings? They're not there. Let's put that photo back up. This is crazy. We know we're being lied to. What else do you think's going on?
Well, Alex,
there are a few casings there. See, towards the right-hand lower area, the lower third quadrant there in the right-hand lower corner. I mean, you can see a few casings, but where are the hundreds and hundreds? Go ahead.
Exactly. If this guy put out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rounds running around through two windows back and forth, there should be casings, empty cartridges. How many rounds did he fire? Was he alone? Absolutely not.
Sir, here's the deal. I mean, he could have been behind the curtain, so that stopped him, and there's a bunch piled up there. It doesn't matter. The whole story's falling apart. They had to remove the story and stop talking about it and stop blaming gun owners because the wheels came off of it. And that's why we exposed it, so they'd lose it as a tool to take our collective rights away. But, man, I mean, we know it's fake, and I just can't believe new videos keep surfacing. What do you make of more than 15 ambulances 8/10 of a mile away taking bodies and stretchers by the dozens out of Hooters? I mean, we have the footage. What do you make of that?
Alex, you're going to send reporters down there. You got to get people on the ground. You got to ask the people in the restaurants, the people who work in the buildings, what's going on. That's the only way you're going to get the truth.
Well, we know. We've actually had people there, and they're all been threatened. They say the FBI says don't talk, and everybody's scared, and that's why there's been two or three of the witnesses already dead. But you're right. You know, I really should go to Vegas. You're right. We have such little personnel. I even had high-level White House folks, connected people, want to meet with me in another city, and I just can't do it. I'm going to send Roger Stone instead, and I'm trying to hire more reporters, and I'm trying to do it. And we had Laura Loomer as a contractor. We've funded her some to be out in Vegas. She's broken a lot, you know, that he was there 3 days before. 4chan broke a lot. I mean, I'm trying my hardest, John, but I hear what you're saying. God bless you. He's absolutely right. We need to do more. 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 I'm just maxed out money-wise, and we're building a new studio. We've hired like 10 new people, video editors, engineers to run more shows, video switchers, producers. We need to hire 6 or 7 more writers. We need 6 or 7 more investigative journalists that are willing to go out and do these dangerous jobs. And we've hired a bunch of people. We're getting them trained right now. And I'm trying. Rob Dew is about to go out of town with some crew for training of what we do. And so it's going to be an actual news report, but he's taking some of the new guys with him. So we're trying here, sir. We're really trying. That's why people need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And get vitamins and minerals and supplements that are really top of the line and high quality that you need. Get great discounts on it and fund the operation. Colloidal silver, everybody needs that. 50% off right now. Anthroplex, amazing. Basically dry form of the Supermel Vitality, already very affordable. At 50% off, unprecedented. Winter Sun, we've never done 50% off on that. But I've noticed if I go massive discounts, you order so much more that it actually makes as much money as if we sell it 25% off. The problem is it trains folks to get it at really, really, really low prices. So people better flood us with orders or the prices are going to go back up. But we're doing this because you've been supporting us. So it's a win-win. And as the orders go up, I've just been lowering the price. So take advantage of those sales. The Brain Force Plus 20% more each bottle. That's got to end the next 2 days. We've got the new sales of Anthroplex, Silver Bullet, and Winter Sun out, but those can't last very long because we don't have the big stockpiles of those. But please, sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. Get $50 or more on your order. It's free shipping. But if you sign up for AutoShip on things that are going to be perishable, things that you reorder, like coffee or X2 or any of the great products, then every month or every 2 months, every 3 months, you just do one click and cancel if you want. But it just keeps getting mailed to you. We get the support. You get reminded to use the product you want, whether it's Knockout, whether it's Prostaguard, whether it's Lung Cleanse, whether it's Super Male Vitality. I want to thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. We got O'Brien on the Las Vegas shooting. Let's continue along those lines. O'Brien in Maryland, what do you think's going on? Because there's something rotten in Vegas, and it's not all the drugs and all the stuff. It's a cover-up. What do you think? What do you say?
Well, basically, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there, but here's something you may not want to take a look at. What if there was an actual drone actually firing from the 32nd floor? I mean, in a concert hall like that, with all the music going or whatever, the people may not be able to actually hear it.
Even the FBI has been saying they think the next terror attacks will be bombs or guns on drones. And so the cowards don't have to actually blow themselves up or put themselves in harm's way. They don't actually have the gun in their hand. They've got a remote control doing it. It's been proven drones can. Remember, STF Russian 5-6 years ago, had the viral videos of drones out firing guns. So you're absolutely right. That's something we should look at. But people were saying there were people, very close shooting on the ground. And you can hear multiple guns, different types of firearms overlapping. It's clearly not echoes. We've had federal firearms experts, federal acoustics experts that testify in court, prominent Navy SEALs, you name it on, saying clearly that's going on, O'Brien. All right. Thank you so much, O'Brien. Reggie, Larry, and others, your calls are coming up the next little short segment. Then Matt Dubiel takes over our great Chicago affiliate manager. He's been carrying us there 7-8 years. We really appreciate Matt Dubiel. Well, also, we should probably put up on screen the affiliate when I plug him. Yeah, WCKG, and I got to remember over 200 affiliates. What's the frequency? That's what you need for radio. 1530. I can remember all this government stuff and all these documents, but I have trouble with the 50. I've been carrying it for all these years. I should remember it. 1530 WCKG, and now 102.3 FM. That's some big announcements concerning that very soon. 102.3 FM in Chicago. Spread the word. We'll be right back. Change the world.
We'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want to slay the dragon. Die trying. Right now, together, we got it bleeding and on the run. We got to go into the nest now, into her lair. So keep your swords drawn and just slash as fast and as viciously as you can with the truth. Coming up, it's a story on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. John McCain calls Trump a draft dodger. See the video. This guy is such a monster. And they know that he's got a strong point with our military, that he's destroyed McCain's ISIS forces. They know they're panicking. They know they're on the run. And so now they are calling him a draft dodger. When we come back in the next segment, we're going to pull up the photos of McCain meeting with the Al-Qaeda and ISIS leaders. And more. So that's coming up with Matt Dubiel, a 1530 WCKG, our great, I'd say Chicago is our flagship station. We're on in Los Angeles, too, overnight on a great station. I hate to even mention who, because they got the censors and people who've been on there a couple of years. It's hard to believe. I think the enemy knows. But I had this policy about 5 years ago. I said, I'm going to stop mentioning our affiliates. Because only the most hardcore ones can deal with it. It's a bunch of fake threats and boycotts and doesn't really do anything. But stations go, I don't want to deal with this. So I've never really mentioned our L.A. affiliate. 50,000 watts of unstoppable power. Yeah. Let me stop right there. But WCKG is a great station, and they got 102 FM. That very soon there's going to be a big announcement. It's going to be on a particular tower, and it's going to be carrying all of our live broadcasts. He already is, but it's about to, just let's just say, have bigger reach and be on top of a big building owned by someone who just so happens to be the 45th president of the United States. So I am going to go to Chicago. That's something special. So WCKG manager coming up, host of the fourth hour. But I digress. Let's get into this. CNN launches Facts First campaign while burying Uranium One scandal. So now CNN, just like they said, listen, you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. We're allowed, and we'll tell you what we think you're allowed to know, little children. So you sit there and we'll even potty train you. But now the ridiculous failure head of CNN is launching Facts First campaign while burying Uranium One scandal. I mean, this is the frothing piranha-like organization. Let's play some of this hilarious, unintentional comedy of these schmucks at CNN. They're the only ones that take themselves seriously. Here it is.
This is an apple. Some people might try to tell you that it's a banana.
Oh, like CNN?
They might scream banana, banana, banana over and over and over again.
They might give at CNN and the WikiLeaks the debate questions to Hillary weeks before and get caught lying about it. They might defend all these lies and tell you Obamacare is free. Or you can keep your doctor. They might tell you 2 plus 2 equals 5 under Common Core and only racists disagree. Hello, we're going to get even more condescending to you and try to tell you that this is awesome. Please continue with, I mean, who needs Comedy Central because they're so political now when you've got this? Please, more.
Again, they might put banana in all caps.
I thought it was actually Bill Clinton's nose.
They might start to believe that this is a banana. But it's not. This is an apple.
Can we put their logo up and say this is the Communist News Network? Or the CNN, you know, the CIA News Network. I mean, they might tell you they're news and they're fair, but they have a long history of being proven anti-American globalists that work for the foreign banks that hijacked the country. And this is the info war. This is winning. This is the resurgence of populism, nationalism, and free market systems, and we're sweeping the globe. That's a fact. You're the ash heap of history. That's reality, losers. I love it, you losers. Coming to you live from Chicago, broadcasting worldwide, it's Matt Dubiel.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order. Remember how they promote a new world order and then say it didn't exist at the same time? Now all their publications, all their fake news publications, have to admit the truth and say globalism is DOA. I'm going to hand this over to Matt Dubiel here of our great Chicago affiliate, 1530 WCKG. But before I do that, John McCain is back. The story is on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, and he is calling the president a draft dodger. So Trump went to military school, got his deferments like everybody else did that was going into business. But he's always been supportive of the military. He was supportive then, and he's supportive now. So McCain, who sung like a canary, was at the Hanoi Hilton, who also caused a huge explosion on the deck of an aircraft carrier, got it covered up by his head of the Pacific Fleet father, who's part of the Keating Five, who sold out secrets to the Russians, who's anti-gun, pro-open borders, the guy that went and helped launch the Arab Spring and met with the heads of Al-Qaeda and then ISIS, that's admitted, and helped found ISIS with Hillary Clinton and Obama, the guy that says he loves the Democratic Party and hates Trump, the loser that says nationalism is dirty and bad, that was just last week, he now says Trump is a draft dodger. He never said that about all the neocon Republicans that loved all these wars, but then didn't serve. By the way, Trump was against the Iraq war. He said, why take out a guy that's moderate and secular that will just extremists will take over? I mean, Trump was right there, McCain. You supported all these phony wars. Trump's trying to get us out of it and has now turned the military loose to actually win. That's why we're winning. So here is a man not long for this world. I mean, he's a doddering fool now with his brain tumor. God, I feel sorry for the old devil. Here's John McCain, again, trying to snipe, not getting that when all the old presidents come out and attack the president, except for Jimmy Carter, he's supporting him now. And when, you know, he does, you're so hated, that only makes people like the president more. Don't you get that? But you're like an old dog, though. You don't know new tricks, do you, Mr. OCD? So let's go ahead and play his latest fall on his face, false charge. Here it is.
The legacies of Vietnam is that we, before we get into a conflict, we'd better have a strategy and a capability to win. And it was, this was one of these gradual drip, drip, drip involvements. Started out with a thing called the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, where there was supposedly, and it's still not clear to this day, confrontation between Vietnamese ship and...
No, that was staged to get us into it. It was declassified,
which then led
in 2004. And I was right again.
Through by Lyndon Johnson to a complete lack of focus and strategy on
complete lack of focus and strategy. They weren't allowed to win the war because they wanted to keep it going to make the biggest profits.
It overrode most of Lyndon Johnson's thinking appropriately. Was China.
The CIA called it a war game, Southeast Asia war game. We got second place.
That would lead to a real conflict.
I've got family that got CIA leather jackets. And it said, so Southeast Asia war game, second place.
Very gradual.
Seriously.
Escalation.
CIA leather jackets.
Which then not only didn't harm the enemy, but it strengthened their resolve. And that led, of course, to all kinds of implications and repercussions. The new age, the use of drugs, demonstrations right out here on this mall. There was,
yeah, see, he knows what he's doing. They used the fake war, made us lose it to create the counterculture to give them the high ground. And that was CIA.
That we sometimes forget. Mass arrests, demonstrations, Chicago, that all of us can look back and see on C-SPAN.
Well, this is hard to listen to.
It was a tumultuous time, and most of it was bred by the conflict. And one aspect of the conflict, by the way, that I will never, ever countenance is that we drafted the lowest income level
of America. Indian Angel.
And the highest income level found a doctor that would say that they had a bone spur. That is wrong. That is wrong. If we're going to ask every American to serve, every American should serve.
So he's talking about bone spur being President Trump. So there you go. Matt Dubiel, I know you've got a big broadcast lined up today, my friend. Thank you for carrying David Knight and the Real News in the Mornings. Thanks for carrying the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And thank you for co-hosting here with us when we add some new broadcast. I'd love to have you be part of that as much as you want to do, because I know you do your own show there in Chicago. So it's really, really exciting to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for putting out these shows. Without these shows, I was just thinking on my way in, without InfoWars and the material that you and your team has been covering for the last, I mean, it's been longer than 15 years, but we've been running you here in Chicago for, it seems like almost a decade. Imagine if you weren't around and nobody there was covering this stuff. We would still be talking about the fake news that is put out there as real news.
And by the way, that's scary because I'm not that good. I mean, it's scary to know that we really, InfoWars has been the game changer. Our audience supporting us, affiliates like you. I don't just say that to pat people on the head. Without Matt Dubiel and the owners of your station, the listeners, and everybody, we're not here. That's why people have got to support the local stations. And that means spreading the word, painting it on the side of your house, becoming a sponsor, or sending a check every month. Because, folks, is your church fighting the globalist? Well, then why are you giving them money? I say give tithes to the local stations.
Amen to that, Brother Alex. I agree. You know, I went and I stopped for lunch. I stopped at the Whole Paycheck down the street to get a salad because they got fresh salads and stuff there. And I'm sitting there and I got my InfoWars shirt under this blazer and I'm eating and I'm trying to hurry up and finish. And a guy from across the room looks over at me and he gives me like the heads up. And he's given me the look because he sees the shirt. Now, it used to be that people would always say something to me about my Hawkeyes hat. And I'm getting rid of that hat, even though I got hat head. If you're watching at Infowars.com/show, you can see this. But I got a brand new Infowars hat from I got a shipment of stuff in today. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. Alex was mentioning that maybe he can come into Chicago physically. We've got him here on the air, and that's great. You can listen to him on AM 1530 and FM 102.3. I'm not sure if you should come physically, Alex, because, and I know you know this, but they're not talking about it on the news. There have already been 37 deaths in Chicago. It may not be a good idea for you to come to Chicago. There have already been 561 deaths in Chicago in 2017.
Wow.
Already. And nobody's talking about it. And you know why? It's because it's all on the south side. There's no cameras down there. BLM isn't down there. Mayor Rahm Emanuel isn't down there. The governor, who is a Republican, a quote unquote Republican governor, isn't down there. And nobody's covering it because there's no television cameras. I don't see Jimmy Kimmel crying about the 59 people that were murdered in Chicago. That's one more than Las Vegas. Now, I see how it might be easy for you to look at me and go, oh, well, you're in Chicago, Matt. You're talking about Chicago. And why does the rest of the country, why does the rest of the world care? And I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because this is ground zero for the new world order, the new idea of what America is.
And Chicago is the murder capital of the world. And like you said, it's a perfect class thing, though, because it's compartmentalized. And the left literally has set it up that way.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares what's happening down there in the black neighborhood? And then they'll call white people out. And by the way, I don't live in Chicago. I live 30 miles away from Chicago, but I want to cry every time I look at that death statistic. I've ordered our news crew to start covering it at the top of every hour from now on. We give the death toll. Because the mayor isn't talking about it. The governor isn't talking about it. And guess what? There's going to be a governor's race here in Illinois. Two billionaires fighting it out for who's going to be the new governor. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. And the answer to that is we need more people like you out there getting involved.
That's right. Matt Dubiel's taking over. But seriously, when people do get the ball caps and the T-shirts, you want to meet like-minded people. You want to get in the fight club. You might get your dinner bought for you. You might get hit over the head by a club. I mean, it'll really show you how big the info war is, thanks to all of you. Matt Dubiel, straight ahead, 1530 Chicago. I got to say, it's our flagship station because he's been with us the longest for a big city, and it's almost 10 years. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's Johnny Cash, the man in black. My name is Matt Dubiel, filling in for the fourth hour for Alex Jones from Chicago. I have to listen to the lyrics. I don't know if I've been everywhere, if he includes Chicago. If he did back then, the man in black would not be coming to Chicago right now without his Kevlar, because the death toll here for the year of 2017 so far is 561 deaths, unwarranted, uncalled for. In September, we had 59 gunshot deaths in Chicago, and that was one more than in Las Vegas. It's Vegas every month in Chicago. And I blame Jimmy Kimmel. I blame Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. I blame Black Lives Matter. So I'm gonna get into that in a second. And Jimmy Kimmel doesn't give a crap because all he cares about is his ratings. He did the tears thing for ratings. And one of the great things about InfoWars is I wear my brand new InfoWars hat and sip from this. This mug is cool. It is a conservatism is the new counterculture mug. I just poured my coffee into it. The thing, it's like a soup mug. You could eat soup out of this thing. You could probably get some of that bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com and then put it in there. But you got to know about the B12 sale. The secret 12 is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Most of us used to get our vitamin B from the meats that we were eating, if we were eating good meats. And a lot of us aren't getting those good meats anymore. So you get the B12. It's 40% off. It's going to go away at the end of the week. So take advantage of that deal right now. Jimmy Kimmel depends on ratings. Okay. And the reason why Jimmy Kimmel did his crying fit a while back on television, right after the Las Vegas massacre, which was one death shorter, one death less than the Chicago massacre that happens every month. It's Las Vegas every month in Chicago, but there's no tears for Argentina from Kimmel. There's no tears for Chicago from Kimmel. Why? Because Jimmy Kimmel doesn't really care about what happened in Las Vegas. What he cared about is the ratings. And I'm going to explain that to you. And coming up, there's going to be a guy. I got a Vegas insider, number one. He's a Hollywood insider, number two. And he is a master at persuasion and hypnosis. You've probably heard of him. It's a really big deal. And I'm very excited to have him on the show today, because we're going to have him. I don't know exactly how this stuff works. I just know that there's something going on. You know, I'm not an expert on much, except maybe, you know, the media and some media things, but this guy, the gentleman that's going to be joining us coming up here on Infowars.com/show, if you want to watch online, I think he's going to be on Skype from Las Vegas and you'll be able to see him. A very interesting guy, very positive guy. And he's got a very specific expertise that is going to lend itself to helping me explain to you what I know is happening. And I think you know is happening, but you can't quite put your finger on how the magic trick is being done. And let me give you an example. The late night ratings wars have been happening in television now since there were two shows. It used to be that there was just Johnny Carson, right? And Johnny Carson came on and he did his thing and there was no competition. There was only Nightline. And Nightline was usually just something that was always on in the background. But everybody went to bed with Johnny Carson. Then Letterman and Leno came around and they were competing. And then they went away. And now you got Colbert, you got Jimmy Fallon, and you got Jimmy Kimmel. I call him Big Pussy and Little Pussy, like in Sopranos. And so what happened was, is Colbert came out of the gate and he was so anti-Trump and he was so Ministry of Truth that the small population of people that respond to that got really inspired and the ratings went up in that small little echo chamber. And then what happened was Fallon's people, Little Pussy's people over at NBC came over and they said, you know, Jimmy, you haven't touched this Trump stuff. You haven't bashed Trump. You haven't gone anti-Trump. You haven't gone Ministry of Truth on your show. You've stuck to just trying to be entertaining. And right now in the short term, it's not working. And Colbert is moving ahead. And so Fallon's people said, you know, you got to do more of that. You got to bash Trump some more. You got to bash Trump some more. Google it. You'll read all about it. It's all over the entertainment industry. This is a known thing. And so then what happened is a Little Pussy, Jimmy Fallon, started competing a little bit with Colbert. And then at the end of September, Jimmy Fallon was last. And I'm not even talking about the early shows. I'm just talking about the prime time, you know, the 10:30 shows, the three on ABC, CBS, and NBC. Those three shows. The rest of them I don't even count because virtually nobody watches these shows. This is the gag, okay? So then you look at the ratings for the end of September. And what you discover is the ratings for the end of September had Jimmy Fallon totally at the back of the pack. Then you look at the ratings for the first week of October, October 2nd, and he moved into number one. He was at a four-month high. His little crying fit got him out of the back of the pack. And that is part of what is going on from their perspective. In a minute, we're going to talk with Marshall Silver. In fact, if we can get him ready to go, we only have a couple minutes left in this segment, but we can probably start off and then we'll devote the whole next two segments to really deconstructing the mass hypnosis that is happening on television. Because never before has it been easier to hypnotize the masses. There's TVs on it everywhere. They're on in the car dealership. They're on in the waiting room at the hair salon. They're on in the schools. They're on in the malls. They're on in your car. You got one in your pocket. And so if we can talk with Marshall for a minute, I know that you've seen this firsthand. Marshall is with us from Las Vegas. He's a Las Vegas local. I know this was last minute, Marshall. Thanks for popping in and joining me here today.
Absolutely, Matt. Good to be here. And I'm actually at my beach house down in Southern California. We obviously live in Las Vegas full time, yet when it gets hot in Vegas, we like to escape for a little bit. So you caught me at the beach.
Perfect. Well, it was last minute and I was just driving in thinking today and I thought, who better to help me explain how the media and the world that we live in today, and maybe you could just give, we got about 2 minutes before we go to break and we're going to spend a whole segment on this, but maybe you can just kind of, you know, tip the iceberg here as to what you see from your perspective as a master hypnotist.
Media Yeah, as you know, media is the most hypnotic medium there is. You say something enough and people believe it. And the challenge right now is we've got such a prevalence of fake news that goes out. And you're 100% right. Fabula is going to do whatever he needs to do to get ratings, which means he makes more money. It's got nothing to do with real, genuine compassion. It's all about ratings. And the challenge is we've got a president that is willing to fall into the BS and the lies. And so a lot of people are upset with that. And regardless of who you are, if you want to be attacked, have an opinion. And so we've got people like Alex Jones and yourself and our own commander-in-chief who are speaking the truth. And the challenge is people don't like to hear the truth because it's inconvenient. You got to deal with the truth. You've got to, you know, slowly pick away at all the pieces that are attacking us. So we've got media that has for so long been unquestioned. And we've got somebody at the very top of the entire organization here in this country who's questioning it and saying this is not real, this is fake news, and once again, all the fake news people, in order to keep their ratings, to keep their modeling, they've got to make her as real as it's standard tactic to call the person telling the truth a liar, because if you say it enough and enough people want to believe the other truth, that's what they'll believe. Hypnosis is the not.
We're talking with Marshall Silver. Hold that thought, because we're gonna go dive in deep. We're gonna go real deep into this. I'm having a little trouble with the Skype connection. Maybe we can check that out. We're talking with Marshall Silver. He's a Las Vegas resident, master hypnotist, and expert in persuasion. He's gonna help us deconstruct exactly what's happening with the media that you're watching and how to combat it and protect your brain.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Matt Dubiel from Chicago filling in for Alex Jones. Thanks for tuning in. If you're in Chicago, be sure to tune in at AM 1530, WCKG.com, and FM 102.3. I'm excited to be filling in for Alex, and even more excited to be sharing with you. One of the things I like to do is a few weeks back, I had Adam Carolla on, and it was from a pre-recorded interview that I played on InfoWars that allowed the people, you, the fans, to understand and appreciate that there's other people that are in the, you know, maybe Hollywood insiders, maybe successful business people, speakers, leaders, etc., that think like you do. Maybe not 100%. Nobody, you know, agrees on everything. But I think it helps to see and sort of collide worlds. And that's what we're trying to do here. That's what I'm trying to do today in inviting Marshall Silver on the program here. You can find him at silver.com. He's a friend. He's a Facebook friend. Although the last time I saw you in person, Marshall, your wife, I think, was pregnant with the first baby. Now there's three of them. And he's joining us live from his beach house. We had a little bit of Skype issues, but I want to talk. Marshall is an example of an expert in hypnosis and persuasion. And I believe that if you really dissect what's going on in the media, that especially an expert like Marshall can sort of pull things out and share with us what exactly is happening. Some examples that come to mind, Marshall, perhaps that the demon tranny that was doing the reading at the school that was recently in the news, or the late night comics, or even CNN and the New York Times. So from your perspective as an expert, what are some of these little tactics, or maybe big tactics, that the media is using to influence the general public?
Well, they're attempting to numb the general public down so that things that are absolutely outrageous and crazy become things that people find acceptable. Since reality is created by validation, the more you validate something, the more real it becomes. That's what's going on. So they want us to be confused. They want us to be disoriented. They want us to not know what is reality and what isn't reality. And in the course of that, they've also dished up a big dose of guilt for anybody that would speak out against it. You know, I was called the day before the election by a friend of mine, and he said, "Who do you think is going to be elected president?" And I said, "Well, if the election were real, it would clearly be Trump. And even if I didn't have an opinion in the matter, it would be Trump, because he's holding rallies for a day. 10,000 people per day are showing up. Hillary's right. holding a rally, and a couple of hundred people show up once a week. That's the popular vote." I said, although, you know, my own opinion is it's not real, that we're being hoodwinked, and whoever they want to be president, that's who will be president, they being the people with the money. And I was, pleasantly surprised when things didn't turn out the way that they thought it would. And my own personal belief is that they didn't cheat enough. They didn't think Trump had any chance whatsoever, and they didn't cheat enough, and the popular voice was heard. So what's going on in the media is the media, mainstream media, wants us to believe lies. They tell us enough times they think will believe it, and they present it in such a way that people that would oppose that thing that they present are vilified and attacked. That's what's going on.
I think you put it masterfully. This is exactly what I was hoping for. So I'm so glad that you're here, because I can't articulate it necessarily the way you do. I just know when I see the picture of the person that is a man dressed as some horned demon reading to children, and then it's put out by the library, and then other people in the echo chamber are like, oh, this is so fantastic. This is great. We're so open-minded. I'm wondering exactly how that works. So that would be the example that you're talking about of normalizing what is abnormal. Is it okay to say that that's abnormal?
Oh, that's 100% abnormal. I have three children. I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And that abnormality will never be presented as normal to my kids. Call me closed-minded. Call me an evil person. I don't care what you call me. I know what I'm doing. I'm protecting my children. And until more honest, God-loving, and God-fearing people protect their children and just stop going along with the hypnosis of, oh, I've got to agree with things I don't agree with so people will like me. I don't care if I'm liked. I care if my children are safe. I care if my future is safe. That's what I care about. You know, you were chatting a little while ago about all that goes on in Chicago with all the shootings going on. And obviously, I have a home in Las Vegas. And that horrible tragedy is a horrible tragedy. Yet you're 100% right. They won't talk about what's going on in Chicago because the Chicago gun laws are the example of what the left want us to live by. And it's clearly not working. And so you can't tell, you're not going to be able to persuade anybody by showing them examples of what you want not working. So they instead cover it up. They hide the lies. And a lie is a lie, even if it's an omission of truth.
I think you hit on something. We're talking with Marshall Silver. You could go to silver.com and find out what he does. You might have seen him. I the first time I saw Marshall Silver, I believe, was on the Letterman show. And it was many, many years ago. And, you know, you might have seen him and it might not be clicking. That's the Marshall Silver this is. And today he works with entrepreneurs and he does speaking events and he has a family and he's a normal person. And he's somebody that I've witnessed. In fact, what you were just saying about being a father, chills aren't the right word, but I felt that feeling of, yes, what this guy is saying, because I feel the same way. A lot of folks are not blessed to have great fathers in their lives like you are to your children. And like I'd like to think I am to my children. A lot of people didn't have that. In fact, I don't think you had that growing up. How important is that?
You know, parents are the first authority figures in our lives. And the majority of our programming is done by the time we're 7 years old. So if you take a child from the time they're born until they're 7 years old and you say to that child, you dirty, rotten, good for nothing. You will never amount to anything. You are a mistake. We wish we never had you. You're going to be a drug addict. You're going to be a criminal. You're going to end up dead or in prison. Nobody's life is better because you're here. We wish you had never been born. And then that abusive parent is taken out of the picture. It's too late. That human being is scarred for life. So with all the nonsense going on and confusion going on in the world, the one thing that needs to remain constant are your parents, and they need to have their head on straight. They need to have their head on well. And I guess the biggest challenge going on is so many people are begging for, needing approval from other people, that they're afraid to have their own opinion. And, you know, again, whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, I will have an opinion. And my opinion is there will be no men in the women's restroom while my daughter is in there. There will be nobody who identifies as a woman who's not a woman in that restroom. If you need another restroom, go find another restroom. Make it your own, but keep it separate and stay away from my wife and my daughter.
Amen to that. I agree. You know, we live in a time, we're talking with Marshall Silver, silver.com, an expert in persuasion and hypnosis. And I asked Marshall to join us here on Infowars.com/show today to specifically address what's happening in the media. And it's systemic of our culture in this. We're afraid to speak out because we're also being conditioned not to speak out. Can you, so if you're a strong parent and you see something wrong, like I'll give you an example, they're showing CNN student news in the schools here that my children go to, and they show it for about 2 to 3 minutes. It's not produced by the Education Commission or the Department of Education or teachers or anybody. It's produced by CNN. And so when I found out about this, I started looking into it and going into it. Now, I speak up, I'm the lunatic. How have we been conditioned for that to be the case?
You know, I'm going to be speaking at a conference coming up here in Los Angeles with 20,000 people in the arena. Tony Robbins will be there. Susie Orman will be there. Sylvester Stallone will be there on stage. And my challenge is, again, I don't need to be popular. I don't need to be liked. I don't need somebody else's approval. You know, if I tell you the truth and you don't like me short term, yet the knowledge of that truth long term makes your life better, I'm willing to take that risk for you. I'm willing to have you not like me short term, knowing long term your life is going to be better. And the challenge is right now, so many people have this unhealthy need to be loved by everybody. How many friends do I have on Facebook? How many followers are following me? Oh, I better not say the wrong words or I'll lose a follower. Well, then lose a follower. You weren't supposed to be that person's leader or that person's figurehead because you had an opinion different than them. You were just lying and deceiving them. So I think as more and more people give the raw truth, you're going to see a real settling to the bottom of all the dirt and all the crap and a rising to the top of all the cream and the truth and the honest people.
Can you stick with us for another segment, Marshall? I know you're enjoying the day. Is that, can you stick around for a minute?
I would love to.
Okay, great. We're going to talk more with Marshall Silver. It's Matt Dubiel filling in for Alex Jones from Chicago amidst 59 casualties in September. It's Las Vegas every month in Chicago, and nobody is doing anything about it. We're going to start talking about it every day. 37 deaths in October, and the media isn't telling the tale. They're instead trying to indoctrinate you. Marshall will help us shed some light on that coming up next on The Alex Jones Show.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
From Chicago and for Alex Jones today for the fourth hour. I'm excited. It's one of those things you don't do that often as an adult is get good mail. The mail is typically just bills or garbage. And today I got a package here from InfoWars, and I'm showing the shirt. You can watch the show at InfoWars.com/show. This is the Don't Tread on Me shirt with the snake eating Hillary Clinton. And on the back, it says, lock her up. It's pretty cool. I've also got my super blue fluoride free toothpaste. I've never had a cavity. Marshall Silver also has, and I can say this because I'm comfortable in my masculinity. He has a very nice smile. And I think that's one of his cornerstones. We're talking with Marshall Silver, and he is a master hypnotist and an expert in persuasion. I want to ask him a question, but I just want to let you know that for a limited time, whether you get the shirt or the toothpaste or any of that stuff, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off the BioTrue Selenium with AutoShip. That's a natural supplement that helps your thyroid. 40% if you just buy it today. So you want to go there, support the program, support Alex, support everything they're doing out there and their operation, and they all appreciate it. And we appreciate it because it keeps the machine running. So Marshall Silver, I met a few years ago on the event circuit, and he's a very positive guy, and there's a lot of reason behind it, because you have to be positive in life, and you have to also be confident enough in what you believe in. And what we were just talking about is this mass hypnosis in the world where the media leads you to believe that what's wrong is right or what's abnormal is normal, and then any opposition to that false normalcy is also abnormal, and then therefore people are quieted. And I'm wondering if there are any other examples or ways that you can snuff this out that you can share with people while you're with us here today, Marshall.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of an insight. Instantaneous hypnosis occurs when, number one, we have an excited imagination. When somebody's brain says, oh no, this thing is going to happen, or oh yes, this thing is going to happen, that's step one. The second element of hypnosis and instantaneous induction is a shock to the nervous system. So a lot of the things that you're seeing are just that, shocks to the nervous system. The final thing is a loss of equilibrium. You take away somebody's balance. So I'm here at the beach house, and we've got a bit of a cliff right in front of the house. If I was standing on the edge of the cliff, and I lost my footing, and I started to fall, I would reach out to grab anything, even my enemy, if I thought it would slow my plummeting onto the rocks and dying. So that's what's going on right now, is you've got a lot of people who are just desperate to figure out what the truth is and really want to know the truth, no matter how bad it is or whatever it is, so they have something to hold on to. And, you know, we've got people in very bad circumstances. We're coming out of one of the worst economic periods in the history of the United States, short of the Great Depression. And you've got a lot of people that have been in pain for a number of years. You've got a lot of people that have been knocked down, knocked out. You've got marriages and families that have been destroyed. And so you've got people just desperate for any kind of solidity, any kind of foundation. Even if the foundation is foreign, even if the foundation makes zero sense, you've got people that are just begging for what they could call normal, even when the thing that they're calling normal now isn't something that's normal. It's a normal that's being pressed upon us to see just how far mainstream media can go without us calling them out. And again, like I said, shows like Alex Jones shows and InfoWars and places that are willing to be attacked by telling the truth, that's going to be the thing that shakes the tree, gets the bad apple and the bad fruit off the tree, and causes us all to, whether it's convenient or not, at least know the truth we're dealing with, to wake up from the matrix.
This is exactly why I thought it would be a great idea. And I'm so grateful that you were available on short notice. I literally called Marshall, minutes before I'm about to come in to sit in for Alex here from the WCKG studios. And I thought, I just had this feeling like I should be sharing Marshall's knowledge with everybody else, or bringing him to share his knowledge with everybody else, I should say. I would imagine, like when I watch Super Bowl commercials or when I listen to the radio and I experience the things I know about, I see a lot of things and I go like, I know what you should be doing. Why are you doing that sort of thing? And I would imagine that you see a lot of that when it comes to hypnosis and persuasion. And I'm wondering if there are things that you've been noticing that maybe everyone else isn't even picking up on that's going on in the media that we consume in any shape or form.
Yeah, so much of a person's day is consuming screen time, is watching a computer or watching media. And because all of these elements go right to the subconscious mind, the conscious critical factor is set aside. It speaks directly to the subconscious computer. And when it does that, what happens is we accept whatever that thing is as truth. Even if it seems wrong, even if it seems foreign, if we hear it enough, the validation of hearing it so many times, the subconscious mind will just say, okay, I thought it was wrong. It must be right. I'm hearing it from everybody around me. The challenge is, my experience has been, righteous people don't need to yell. And righteous people don't need to scream and get in people's faces and be nasty and mean. They know the truth. So, even though I know the truth, I know what a man is. I know what a woman is. I know, we are all human beings at the end of the day. The challenge is, though, if I go to France, I expect that I'll have to learn French or I'll be at a disadvantage. If I go to Russia, I expect I will have to live in the culture and the standards that is Russia, because that's their culture and their standard. And for some reason, so many people around the world, and in America especially, have decided, we're going to do what this small group of people over here tells us to do, rather than do what we were built on as a country, and that is to question things that are questionable to us and to not fall into mass hypnosis. It's not difficult to hypnotize people. It's hard to bring them out of the trance they walk around in every single day.
Yeah, I want everybody to think about that. It's not hard to hypnotize people. It's hard to get them out of the trance they're already in. And I see it firsthand, and I see it on people from both sides. I see people repeating the MSN, CNN, ESPN talking points. And then I see the other people that are repeating the Fox News and other set of talking points. And you can clearly figure out which media they're consuming. I want to play a fun little game. I don't know if you've seen this picture. I would assume you might have. There's a picture that's been swirling around the interwebs and I bring this up because in the books that I read and in the people that I'm around, one of the things we hear a lot is you become the average of the five people you hang around the most. And that's a lot of the reasons why people grow out of their friendships. It doesn't mean that they don't still love those people. It just means that they want to be around people that are going to help them get to not help them get there, but they want to be surrounded by the right kind of ideas and attitudes, etc. So there's a picture swirling around the internet of they keep saying it's the last five presidents, and it's not, because Ronald Reagan is obviously deceased. But so you got Carter, you got Obama, you got George H.W. Bush, you got George W. Bush, and then you have Bill Clinton. And then you have Lady Gaga behind them. Now, I don't know if you've seen this picture, but you understand what's in it. I'm wondering, what is the message here? And when I think about the five people you hang around the most, you become like those people. What does this say about these presidents, this entertainer, from your perspective, in a persuasion? Because this thing is out everywhere.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the picture before, but clearly it's popularity by association is what they're doing. Again, the challenge is, we are seeing at a rate never experienced in history an exposure of things that most people didn't want to believe are true. You know, I love my country, and I want to go on record by saying I love my country very much. I'm not a fan of my government. There's so many things wrong that are so hurtful to you, to me, to honest taxpaying citizens, that the truth needs to at least be spoken about. You know, if we find ourselves in a bad circumstance, being in denial won't get us out of that circumstance. The pain is we've got to acknowledge I'm here. You know, maybe I gained weight. Maybe I need to take the fat off. Maybe I'm broke and my bank account is below zero. Maybe I'm in a horrible, toxic relationship. The first transition point has to be acknowledging what I call objective reality. An objective reality is a scientific observation of something to say, okay, here is what it is, scientifically, without any emotion, without attaching any meaning to this thing, this is what's going on. And then what you do is back up and say, what would be the best meaning I could attach to this thing? So right now what we've got is we've got a massive push by mainstream media to attack President Trump, to nonstop just belittle him in every single way. You've got a guy that didn't need the job, who took the job, whose life was working just fine before he ran for politics, who is now faced with the horrific task of draining the swamp, of getting rid of all the bad apples and all the people that would make major issues of minor things so that we're not watching which cup actually has the ball underneath it. And so, you know, again, I love people. I love my family. And I realize right now the truths that I speak will impact my children for their entire lifetimes. I was watching a documentary about a woman who murdered her husband and forced the 12-year-old daughter to help bury the body in the backyard. She destroyed that kid's life forever. And that's the kind of hypnosis we've got going on. We've got parents that love their kids that are afraid to say anything.
You hit the nail on the head. That's why I wanted to have you here. We're going to do this again. Thank you, Marshall, for joining us last minute at Infowars.com/show. And it's been an honor to fill in for Alex here from Chicago, from WCKG Studios.